Focus.
Yeah,
I don't. I'm T, and this is Unfocused.
That's right.
Episode 330.
I think his mic's actually dying. Probably.
Is that okay, what?
That's louder.
That's better.
Maybe,
that's
I think the volume was just low on it.
Okay.
Hi, I'm back, guys, and we are.
This is Unfocused. It's a 330 episode.
Yes.
And that makes this the Flygon episode.
He's the dragonfly. No.
Nope.
Wait. Let me get this. Damn, I don't know.
I'll be really surprised if you get
something,
it.
Something I want to say something about being in the ground.
No.
Damn it, I don't know then.
Mystic.
What the fuck?
Mystic perform. Why he's mystic? I don't know. But damn. But he is, okay?
He's so mystic that no one even knows he's mystic.
Yes, I believe that.
Damn. Okay. All right.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell by that, it was the nerd podcast where we talk about video
mystic
games,
stuff.
Comics, anime, mystic stuff, card games. movies, games. Shows, all that stuff.
Speaking of Mystic, any is Rain here? No Marine, no Mystic.
Mystic. Seven. yeah. So if you guys want to follow us or you know check us out in any capacity, we're available on all podcast things.
On many capacities.
Apple Podcast. You know.
Spotify.
Spotify.
I think like everyone's been leaving Spotify because of some mishap that Seth Rogen. What's his name? Joe Rogan was having.
Yeah, you know.
let's take our podcast off Spotify. No, I'm just kidding.
Right, in solidarity. Or, yeah. You can also email us if you have things you want us to talk about or questions about last things we mentioned at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com, and then most importantly, follow us at twitch.tv/unfocusedpodcast. That's probably the
twitch.tv/closing28.
Sorry, that's probably the best way to watch us live, and you know the only way to watch us live. And that's every Wednesday about 7:30 or so. Anyway,
and then youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast for the podcasts after it's been recorded.
Back episodes.
Yeah.
And we have other fun videos there too. Hopefully, it'll be more soon.
Go hang out in our Discord. Apparently, the URL for it is discord.collision28.com.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Discord.collision28.com.
Cool. Okay.
To join Discord.
And all right.
Chat and I don't know. I feel like just going in there one day, just going on the mic in there and just seeing if anyone just drops in and just hangs out. I don't know. We'll see. But like you can give us news there. You can fucking just chat with us there too.
You can control the news.
You can see when I finish my bot that I'm going to work on someday. Speaking of which, Unfocus Weeks.
All right. Actually, I'll go first.
All right.
Unfocus Week. You know, I checked out and I was actually a little bit wrong about Fresh Prince.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I watched the new one. You know, wasn't that bad?
Did it drop it all at once, or is it like week by week?
No, it's the first three episodes.
And then it's going to go week by week?
Well, even more of a dick move. You know, I think I mentioned last week.
It's only three episodes. No.
No. I think I mentioned last week that this is on Peacock, first off. So this
gonna, oh, shit. That's going to be the
base of the. It's going to be the base of the problems here. So check it out.
Okay.
I think I mentioned last week I watched this funny-ass show about Muslim girls in a punk band called We Are Lady Parts. And that is on Peacock. The annoying fucking thing about that is it's not enough to have it. You have to get the premium one that you buy that you pay for, right?
Oh, okay.
And then you can watch past the first episode. Because they have like a tier of shows that you can watch for free, right?
Okay.
Then they have their most popular shows, like their best shows.
Uh-huh.
You can only watch the first episode of that. Mm. Unless you start paying for it.
Okay. So and on the free tier, you get one freebie, you know?
Yeah.
All right. And that's how they get you hooked.
It's like drugs. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I see it.
And I'm
wonder where they learned that from.
You know where they learned it from. yeah. And then so only the first episode is available there, but my friend just got the account, so he's going to let me use his account. And I'm going to probably watch more of it because you know what? It was better than I thought. It didn't feel as hard like they were trying as it does in the trailer. I feel like the trailer really shows you like all the big, like all the emotional moments. So you kind of feel like this doesn't feel like Fresh Prince. But if you watch it, you know, it's just like a reimagining of how they did. I actually kind of like it. It's pretty interesting, you know?
That's what I figured it was going to be like a reimagining and just give it that more dramatic type of feel. But like, I didn't expect them to diverge away from their characteristics of each character. Like, I wasn't expecting that.
Well, I was just expecting the quality to be poor and just like them to be trying too hard all the time. But it doesn't really feel like, the more it goes, the less you feel like they're trying that hard.
Okay.
And you know, the characters do what you would think they would do, even though you've never seen them do that.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, it's good. I like it. I would encourage everyone to watch the first episode, see what they think. It made me a believer, you know?
Okay, maybe you should go watch Jaden Smith Karate Kid now.
No. I've seen enough. What else did I do this week? I saw Nightmare Alley, which is that new Guillermo del Toro, his first movie that's not a monster or alien movie or something. You know, it's just a drama, like a psychological drama. And it was really fucking good, too. Some people say it's too long, but I really liked it. It's about a carny that works in a carnival and decides to, like, you know, start doing mentalist shit to fuck with people and, like, get money. It's a pretty good movie. I liked it a lot. What else?
I did beat you.
Anyway, I don't know. What else did I do? I won the hammer again.
In passing, I won the hammer again. You know, and then, you know, also went out of
snowstorm. It was a good fight, but I won it again. What else did I think that's Digimon. Tweaking decks, as always. We're always tweaking decks. Maybe we'll play a tournament this Sunday or next Sunday.
Yeah.
Did I watch something else? I feel like I did. I watched Peacemaker. I've been watching nonstop. That's pretty good. Oh, I started watching Monster Ranchers again.
What the fuck?
I never finished it when I was a kid, man.
Okay.
I wonder how it fucking ends. I remember them beating two of the Big Bad Four, and that was the last I saw of it. So I literally picked up from there, from where they beat Gally of the Big Bad Four. I watched it again. Voice acting's kind of like, the dialogue's kind of whack, but the actual anime is pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, it's, you know, it's on Hulu, watching Monster Ranchers again. Oh, sorry, Amazon Prime. It's on Prime.
Oh, wow, okay. No, you know, this is on Prime, Samurai Troopers, a.k.a. Ronin Warriors. Ooh. I need to go, like, finish watching that.
You know what else is there?
Samurai Pizza Cats.
Pizza Cats. Yes, Samurai Pizza Cats is there. That's funny that you knew I was going there next. I guess that was pretty much my unfocus week. Splatoon. I'll let you guys know when I get all S, because I keep going weaving in and out of S's. It's really making me mad, but that's what's still happening, so I feel like I'm getting better, and that's not stopping. You know, I'm still fucking going back and forth through S.
Everyone's right. Getting better with you. That's what the tier keeps, you know.
I don't think so, man. I don't know. I don't know. I get hit with some whack team. You know how it is with Splatoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, AJ?
I finished Death Note. It's anime, watching it on Netflix, I believe. Yeah, fucking crazy. Has an ending and shit. I was wondering.
Let's talk more about it in the review section.
You want to do a review of it?
Yeah, okay. I want you to review it and we'll talk.
Oh shit. That,
okay. You finished it though. Did you like it?
I did finish it, yeah. Yeah, it was okay. Cool. I did, what else did I do? Oh yeah, so Super Bowl happened. I have a little bit of news about that later on. We have some trailers I actually want to talk about too, that also came out. Yeah,
there was a lot.
But you know, did that. The you know, also fellow Closer 28 member Ann Noh was here hanging out too.
Oh shit!
Actually, shook it up. I left it over there. I don't want to go get it right now. But she has like her own little like Etsy like business now that she's been doing. And she made me this like kind of like out of paper a hat, a 49ers hat, like a sports hat. Looks like it even has like. Let me go get it real quick.
Oh yeah, I saw it. I saw it.
You see it though? It looks
funny. Yeah, it's like a created 49ers hat. It was pretty cool. It's like got some style to it. Mondo was tripping out on it. You can't wear it.
No, you can't wear it because it's not actually an actual hat to wear. It actually opens up. Yeah, it's an actual box, and you can, you know, as a gift idea for people. And she even got super creative and actually got the little sticker on the front too.
That's mad creative. Right. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. It's a nice little touch.
So, like when she came in with it, I was like, oh shit, you got me a hat, you know? And then I looked at it, I was like, oh no, this is one of your things, right? She's like, yeah. And I had no clue that it was like something inside of it. And she's like, yeah, you want to see what's inside of it? I'm like, what do you mean inside of it? She's like, yeah, there's stuff inside of it too. So she actually hooked it up with some Digimon cards.
Oh shit.
So she got me like one of those boxes with the 1.0 and 1.5.
Oh yeah, those packs. Little four pack thing. Man, yeah. The ones where we say that you always get rares out of, right?
There's always one guaranteed rare in there, yeah.
Does it say that on the box? It doesn't, right?
So somebody said that. I don't remember if it said it on the box or not. But I didn't pull anything cool. She also got me BT6, four packs of those.
Nice.
I didn't pull anything like crazy out of them. The one thing I was hyped about though was getting is a Lady Devimon, because they're so hard to fucking find, and like I just need more.
And so, BT6?
No, out of the
oh, box, yeah. I see.
Yeah. Just overall, the best thing I got was Lady Devimon.
That one is a bitch to find, because I didn't realize it was a bitch to find until I went through my cards and I was like, yo, do you have any? And you had one. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, why is this card so hard?
I barely got four. I think I have five in total. Now I have six. And I was going to go buy some like a while back, and they're going for like 10 bucks each. I was like, fuck.
What?
I'm like, nah, I'm good. They actually dropped. I went to go check the price. They actually dropped down to like $4 right now, Lady Debbie's. So I was like, oh, shit. So, but yeah, I finally got another one of those that I can throw into a purple deck. That's cool. Because I did need one more. So that's cool. And then what else did I do? Did that. Fuck. I forgot what else I was going to mention. I was going to mention something else. But I did something else too. But that was cool. Oh yeah, that's what I did. I remember. I bought Tetris Effects. It's the latest Tetris game made by the same creator who did Luminous.
Right, we talked about it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and it was on sale on Steam, so I picked it up. I picked it up last week, and I finally actually played it today. Dude, it's so... You know how you play Luminous, and you could just get lost playing Luminous?
Forever. I could play it for hours, yeah.
It's exactly... this Tetris Effects feels the same way about it. Like, it just has good music to it. You know how, you know, in Luminous, you move around, you do something, there's sounds that go with the music?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh, shit.
Except the visuals are just kind of crazy and just kind of moves around with it. And it gives you like a small, like the Tetris screen is kind of small. And I didn't realize how small it was until I was like kind of like looking back a little bit. I was like, oh shit, is this screen like where I'm playing getting smaller and smaller? It just gives you so much visual around it, and that the Tetris screen is like right there. But it didn't even bug me though, because I was just so like into it, you know?
You know what's funny? I strongly remember Ho saying, imagine if there was a Tetris, but like Luminous. And we were like, what? Like, but it's funny because it happened.
Now it happened, yeah.
I really remember that conversation. We were driving the car back from Vegas. I don't remember who we were with. I think we were with my mom, actually. I don't know. Anyway, we're going back from Vegas. And I was like, man, why can't Tetris be like this? There should be a Tetris game like Luminous. And we didn't even know what that. We didn't even know what that meant.
It's too far in the future, man.
That's how he always is, bro.
He always says some stupid shit and it comes true later on.
I don't see him and he's got an ice hand, you know?
What?
But yeah, it happened because there's just a feel to Luminous that I've always wanted to be in more puzzle games, and I love that that's extended to Tetris now. You know, that's dope.
Oh, if you're using the controller, use the right stick to push up and make the field bigger. Oh, okay, that's cool. So you can zoom in and out of it too. That's cool. Yeah, I was playing with my my Logitech controller that I have. That's why I was asking today if what controllers, what PlayStation controller is better for the PC. Tai Chi here is saying the PS4, DualShock 4 is a better one. So I might pick up one just because I want to be able to play it like in a more comfortable controller. Also, I was trying to play something else. I just wanted better control than what I have for like Steam games and all that. So I might go and pick up one of those next week or something. But yeah, Luminous, fucking dope. I also like this. There's different skins too. You know how in Tetris, all the pieces are like a different color? None of that. Fuck that shit. Everything's all just one color. But again, it just goes with the mood of the theme and all that. The last level I played was like this fire level. Everything was on fire and shit. Even the individual cubes of the Tetris pieces, the Tetraminos, were all like individually like lit up on fire. And every time I made a Tetris, fucking shit just went on fire. Like,
oh, that's tight.
Like someone threw gasoline on it for
they got
a second.
You hyped, huh? Yeah, they got you hyped. That's
it was
tight.
Crazy. But yeah, it's dope. I want to play more of that. It's definitely one of those games where you can just sit back and just chill out and just play and just enjoy the music and all that. Even when it was getting hard for me, like, it wasn't that hard. Like, I fucked up a couple of times and my stack was getting too high. I was getting kind of worried. But then, you know, pieces came through. I started dropping shit. And yeah, it's just fucking chill. Oh, shit. Tai Chi challenged me to a versus mode. Damn.
That's what
sure?
I see.
Oh, no, man.
He said we can do it, and that sounded like a threat to me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I played some Tetris 99. You know, I got in first place you know, a couple times. Definitely make top five at least, you know, more often than not. Just saying, you know. That's good.
Hey, man, I'll tell you this, Steve. Ever since Tetris DS, you were hard to fuck with in Tetris. I played that game pretty fucking seriously.
Yeah, well, I do marathon mode like nothing, like all the time.
I took that game so fucking serious. I was up at 3 a.m. in the morning fighting Japanese people and shit. I'll never forget that.
Like, oh, man, fighting Japanese people, man, is always scary, though.
Those fools fucking suck because they're so good. That's so annoying.
I also did buy, though, King of Fighters 15. Comes out tomorrow, though, so I can't play it, but I pre-bought it.
Guess what?
Editing. What?
We played it.
You already played it?
We played it.
Fuck.
That's one thing I missed from my Focus Week. I got to challenge the homies in King of Fighters in the new one.
You guys got it early, you bitches.
Yeah,
that's
we
right.
did.
Yeah.
We didn't get the DLC, but most characters were there. You know, my girl King was there.
I got the DLC.
Nice. Oh, rock!
So,
my girl...
I think Rock drops like next month.
Oh, what? I thought he was already out.
No, I think it's like in a few weeks, like beginning of March, I think.
Anyway, that's cool. My girl, I use my girl King. She feels pretty smooth. I still like her. I like the boxing bitch even better. Remember, I used to use the boxing bitch that has that sway.
Vanessa.
Vanessa, you remember her name? Yeah, Vanessa. Yeah, man. Yeah, Kingpin, Kingpin loves her, you know. And who else did I use? Yuri, you know, my other girl. Actually, I don't like Yuri so much in this game. No? Like, they kind of changed some things up about her, and I don't really like it quite as much. She feels kind of slow. It's weird. But yeah, we played it. It was fun. It was cool. I was looking for Yamazaki, and he's DLC too. I forgot.
Which one's Yamazaki?
The fool with his hands in his pockets, always sticking his tongue out at people.
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I want to play that fool. And nope. Not he's yet. DLC. I was like, God damn it.
I think everyone I want to play is already there.
Athena's there.
Athena, Joe.
You used to play Joe Higashi. I forgot.
Yeah. Leona. Who else saw you play KOF?
Do you like the bomb chick, huh? No, that was me.
Yeah, blow shit up chick. Yeah, Leona. Yeah.
That's Leona. Okay, yeah. She's there. Yeah.
Yeah. She was different in Maximum Impact, though, because like, that's where I learned. That's why I first was introduced to her, which is probably a bad way to be introduced to any KOF characters. Nakaru is not in KOF. That'd be dope, though. Nakaru
cameo,
is Sam Show.
Did she cameo in one of the KOF games?
Nah, she's in CVS 2. That's how we know Nakaruru. Did you know there's a street called Mamahaha? Which
Isn't
is the name
bird?
Of a bird, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a street called that, like, in, like, Northridge or some shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I drove by one day. I was like, oh, shit, mama, what the fuck?
Oh, shit, anyways. Represent.
But no, what was I saying? Leona? Oh, yeah. Being introduced to Leona in that game kind of fucked me up, because every time I play Leona in any KOF game, she's, like, kind of a charge character sometimes.
She is, yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of threw me off, but I used to fuck with it. And then Mai. You know, that's another character I liked using a lot too in KOF. But yeah, I'm down to check out some new characters too, so I'll give that a go hopefully this weekend. Comes out tomorrow officially, so.
Why is Pocahontas right there?
Do you send me that shit?
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll deal with that later.
Okay.
What the fuck? Anyway, okay. I guess that pretty much does it for Unfocused Weeks.
I think so. So should we talk about
some reviews real quick? I mean, there's a few things we got to talk about, right? I mean,
Death Note.
Okay, let's start with Death Note. For anyone who's never seen it, we're going to go into the spoiler mode right now. So if you see the red stuff up.
Should we even do that? Like,
I'm
pretty
sure.
I think plenty of people have seen Death Note.
No, we should do it. No, we should do it. That's just a big spoiler. People haven't seen it. People are still catching up on Death Note.
I mean, I just did, but like, I'm just slow to do shit anyways.
Yeah. There's new generations, man. New kids born every day, you know, watching Death Note. So, spoiler talk for Death Note. So, if you guys are fans or are planning to watch it, do not listen to this because it will lose a lot of its power if we tell you some of the things that happen. And can I tell you right away, AJ, you know who you are? You're in.
What the fuck?
You're in.
Why am I N?
Near?
Yeah, why am I N?
I don't know. He reminds me of you a lot. He always has. Even before you saw it, I'm like, that's AJ right there.
Because he's always like playing with like a toy or some shit.
Yeah, like a puzzle toy or something.
The puzzles,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, something about that. Like, I don't know. I was like, Near is basically AJ.
I did feel like relatable to him, though. I'm like, I get it.
That's funny. I always found myself as Mellow, you know, the M.
just fucking around shit, fucking shit up. Yeah,
yeah,
that's true,
yeah. Exactly. That's what I do. All right, so, what did you think about it, man?
It was crazy. Now, overall, though, I felt like they rebooted themselves like 3 times throughout the whole thing. I felt like when they, you know, first introduced us to L, actually showed us L. I think L got revealed too soon. Way too soon. He was revealed to us.
You mean who he, like what he looked like and stuff?
Yeah, like who he actually was as a person, all that.
Ryunosuke or whatever?
I would have liked to see him just like in the shadows for like at least like 10 more episodes or something like that, you know?
To have a little bit more mystery behind it.
Yeah, and then I would like to see them just battle it out, like, you know, him and
from
Light
far away.
From afar without knowing each other a little longer before they met each other and then start figuring out each other out and shit like that. Like, I would have liked to see that much longer. But then they got introduced really quick, and I feel like the writer realized he fucked up, and that's why he had to go and fucking do that whole thing where he, where, like, Light put himself in jail and all that, and then they had that whole deal where, you know, they took him, they blindfolded him and Misa, and took him to, like, under a bridge somewhere, and the dad was, like, about to shoot him and shit like that, and to kind of test him to see if he would kill his dad or not.
Yeah.
And then that didn't happen.
Because he just wiped his own memory.
Yeah, and he wiped his own memory and all that, right? Yeah, I think that whole thing was to kind of reboot themselves in a way. Like, okay, we fucked up. They know too much about each other. Let's, like, fucking even the playing field again somehow. Mm. Let's erase his memory. Now give it a fresh start, you know? Now they really got to find who the actual new Kira is and
you know,
all that.
I don't know if they fucked up or if that was planned to be like that, but I do feel what you're saying, that they kind of like had, they found a way to reset the status quo on purpose, like they were aiming for that.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I think that is
what
happened.
And then they did it again after fucking, well, actually that was a cool little like, I knew he had a fucking plan that whole time. Like, he forgot his memory. Yes, he's going to get it back. Somehow.
I know. The whole time, I was like, there's no way this is happening.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a plan.
Yeah. It took a while, though. And I liked that it took a little bit longer to get to that final plan, and it finally revealed itself. And then after that happened, like, I feel like it was kind of rushed again. And then L dies right after all that shit happens. And that was like a new reboot to me. It was like, oh, they killed L. They have a new reboot. And then we got introduced to N, to Nier and Mello. And I feel like that's what it should have been the whole time, because N and Light didn't meet each other until the fucking end. And that's how I think it should have been with L.
Like how he's wearing the mask even when they did finally run into each other.
All that.
You know what? I agree with you on that. I feel like it could have been better. Well, I didn't need them to meet each other at the very end. Because I did like their back and forth when they met each other. Mm-hmm. But I do agree with you. They definitely could have extended that whole battle from afar a lot longer and them not knowing who they were dealing with.
Yeah,
you're right. I would have liked that
better. And I feel like they made up for that by introducing N. And now he was, you know, the new L. That's how it should have been from the beginning.
And you know, it's funny that you tee it up. You say that because they teed it up that way. Like when the first episode ends and he kills L, quote unquote, and the screen goes black and you see the letter L on there. I was like, oh shit, you fucked up. You know, he's like, that was a test. And like, I felt like it would have been nice, the same way you're saying, like, if we kept that black screen L for a long time and even the police didn't really know who he was, like, That could have been pretty cool.
Yeah, that would have been fun to kind of figure it out. And maybe have him show up once in a while. And like, is that actually him, you know, and not even know. And then later on he reveals, oh, that was fucking hell that one time. All that shit he did over there. Like, that would have been cool to like see some stuff like that. Mm. You know, make it more of a mystery type of thing, you know. But like when he introduced, like, because they met each other like at school and sitting right next to each other. And L kind of already had a suspicion. And he's like, I'm going to introduce myself. He's like, hey, by the way, I'm L. It's like, why, dude? Like, just fucking keep that on the wraps a little longer at least. Come on, dude.
I'm like, would you really want random people knowing that if you weren't sure? Yeah. I agree.
That's like my only beef with it. Other than that, everything else was like pretty dope.
You know, you should read the bonus chapter, which never got animated.
Oh.
There's like a bonus chapter. It's real short, but it kind of just shows you like, what happens?
I want to know what, like, happens after. So, yeah.
Shows you 5 years after, like,
ooh, 5 years
where after. The world's at. And it's only one chapter. And I'm not going to say anything, but it was like, I was like, damn. I was like, okay. And it ends. It's kind of a cliffhanger, but you're kind of satisfied with it. And I was like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Like even with this ending, like, I'm kind of satisfied with it. But I was like, wait, but, like, we don't know what happened to freaking N and like freaking like how he feels about the whole thing and what's gonna happen from here with the police and all that. Like,
it's changed the world. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, and all that too. And are they even gonna reveal to the world that L's actually dead? Because I don't think they ever revealed that to the world, right?
I think that they weren't revealing it on purpose because they didn't want criminals to think. I feel like there was something they spoke about that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. The other reason why they didn't want to not only that, but only to. They wanted the real Kira to come out, you know, and you want him to expect L to be stupid, even though, you know, they were a Kira.
Yeah, because they didn't know. They didn't know that he didn't know L was dead. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So that whole thing. But yeah, I think overall it was cool. Like, I already get my beef about it. Everything else was cool. Just the little planning they do, just the mental mind games people are like they're doing against each other. But then you get to see, you know, the fall of any, like, you know, villain, I guess, you know, they get too high on themselves, you know, they think they plan everything out perfectly and they miss something or they don't do that extra planning because they're just so full and so like, I fucking got this, you know, that's what happened to him at the end.
Yeah, you feel a lot of that in the last like 5 or 6 episodes where he was like, I'm Kira. I'm like, come on, man, you had this for so long. Like,
yeah, but he did pretty good to freaking do a couple of steps ahead. Like, I was like, okay, he got that far ahead, but like he seems too confident though, like something's gonna go wrong. And yeah, I know what was gonna happen in the last episode. I was like, there's no way, like, he missed something. And yeah, like freaking end was just like just 2 steps ahead of him, you know.
You know where I always felt crazy. Like the series could have ended if they would have like drawn things together a little sooner is that moment where Mello got his face burned and Light killed his dad, or like let his dad die, I guess. You know, because remember his dad was part of the SWAT team.
Yeah, yeah.
At that moment, I felt like, not right that episode, but I felt like they could have condensed things or moved things around to have it in like two or three episodes after that. Because to me, Light already hit his lowest point right there, but the show kept going for a while, and I'm like, he's already like the lowest point he can go. Like, I don't even like him anymore. He's an asshole now,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like they could have ended a little bit sooner after that, but, you know, that's a very minor complaint on my part, but...
I think it went okay. I think that all happened at a good time, and... But yeah, that was kind of crazy, too, the planning he had to do for that, too, because, you know, his dad got the eyes, and he can see the lifespan of someone else, but then he gave up the Death Note, so then
he couldn't see it.
Yeah, like, all that was just, like, a clever plan all the way around.
Yeah, that
like,
was good.
Damn, that's fucked up still, though.
Yeah, it was like, fucked up.
That he still kind of thought...
You used your dad.
Far, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That was fucked up.
Okay, so, spoiler alert. Most Death Note movies fucking suck.
Most? How many are there? There's just one.
No, bro. There's like six or seven.
Like live action ones or like even just no, all live action?
Live action ones. Yeah, there's like six. Maybe let's be nice and say there's five.
Okay.
But I think there's like six, right? Most of them suck. I actually like the first two. And they're actually continuations of each other.
Okay.
Part one, part two, right? I don't want to tell you too much because they actually change key moments of the story where you're like, what the fuck? That's not how that goes. And I want to tell you more than that, but...
But are they like good flips? Like, oh shit.
That's yeah, it, no, they're good flips. Okay. They're good flips. I don't want to say anything about it, but there's... And it's funny because like most of the movie, I don't remember the second one that well. I just remember the twist, but I remember the first movie... The whole movie, I'm like, okay, this is like a rehash of the anime, blah, blah. And the last, like, 15 minutes, I was like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, what the fuck? What the fuck is happening right now? And then it was just over, and I was like, oh, shit.
Kind of like fucking Evangelion, the new one.
It was like that.
Like, everything's going the same.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what the that doesn't happen now? Like,
yeah, yeah, what are you doing here? You're not even supposed to be here. Like, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, that's kind of what it is. Yes, yeah, so if you can hunt them down, they're Japanese, like they're for real Japanese. They might be hard to find, but if you can hunt them down, man, the first two are really cool, and they're good for people that love Death Note because they surprise you a little bit. The next two movies, L Save the World, and this other weird ass one that I didn't even watch, but it got really bad reviews. I didn't like the trailer of it. It's Japanese too, and it got bad reviews. And I was like, I'm not watching this. And
then, how do people like fuck shit up like that?
I don't know. The story's there for you. Yeah. Like, and then there's another one, which I'm sure you heard about, the Netflix one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
Okay.
Maybe we should review it together, like live with the audience. Like, remember how we did Evangelion back in the day? Maybe we should do that with fucking Death Note, like the American one. But yeah, okay, that's all I want to tell you.
That, yeah. Another thing like that, like one of my other favorite like kind of episodes is like early in the beginning where he meets the FBI's agent's wife.
That was
crazy.
I was considering earlier if I should even bring that up or not, but I thought that was really good because he killed the agent and then the wife was on to him.
Yeah. And just the way they all like kind of played each other and shit like that
so
was
up.
Really good too. Yeah.
So fucked up. But, didn't she play a role in him getting caught at the end too?
I don't think so. I think later on they kind of thought about like I don't think they even figured out where happened. I don't think they found her body. I don't know how the fuck they didn't find her body.
Did they not find her body?
No, I remember them saying like we haven't found her body yet. Don't know where she's.
I remember them saying that like halfway through
and
the show.
I don't remember them mentioning it like finding her.
Oh my god!
Like, how the fuck
does
that
they
happen?
Never find her?
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
How do you kill yourself but hide yourself so well? Because he set her to like suicide.
Yeah, maybe he was there to like walk off a cliff somewhere. What you know what I mean? Fuck? Like to just keep walking until she found a cliff.
Damn.
Which is very possible, you know what I mean? Like, and you would just keep doing it.
Or like walk into the ocean or some shit.
Yeah, maybe she just kept walking until she drowned. Who knows? That's fucking crazy, though, to think about. Yeah, I remember really liking that whole aspect with the FBI agent and his wife and shit, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool. My favorite character is probably Misa.
Misa.
Only because she was like, I don't know, she's just so out there. But like her name, that there's a model I like named Misa Campos, and she had the same Misa name. I was like, oh, Misa, like Misa. I'm not
you
sure
know
if
it was around. It was around the same time.
I know, that's what I'm wondering too. Like I wonder because she's also a model, right?
She is.
Yeah, right. So I'm wondering like
You know what?
Is there like connection there?
I honestly do think there might be a connection there because she was kind of everywhere at that time, and Death Note came a little bit after she did, so maybe like the creators were fans. Oh, another quick fun thing about Death Note. There is an anime called Bakuman, right? And this anime is about two guys who become friends, right? Okay. One of them's a writer, one of them's an artist. And they decide they want to make the best manga together. It goes for 3 seasons.
Okay.
It's really fucking good. It's more of like a drama, like a...
I think you talked about this before. It sounds familiar.
A high school, you know, coming of... Not college, like college coming of age and best friends, like trying to like make it in the industry and shit, right?
Okay.
You know this is about the creators of Death Note?
Oh, wow, that's crazy. That anime is about them creating Death Note?
No, it's not about them creating Death Note. Oh, okay. It's about the creators of Death Note. But there's a point in the anime, like maybe like halfway through season two, where this guy's like, you know, I got this idea for this detective story and this. And you're like, this sounds really good. And then you're like, this is fucking Death Note.
Oh, okay. So
and
they mention it like an Easter egg type of thing?
Like, no, they were making a detective manga and like they hit a wall and he couldn't crack it. And he's like, I'm going to put this to the back burner. He's like, but I need something to shake this story up to make it good. And they never talk about it again. And it's the supernatural thing. It's the fucking Death Note. That's what they needed was the Death Note to make that story come to life.
Right, right.
Because it's funny because they're telling it like as if the story's following L.
Yeah.
Yeah, this detective, he's the best detective in the world, and he's trying to hunt down this mysterious killer who's killing super secretively and no one can figure it out, blah, blah. And they're just setting it up, and you're just like, holy shit, they're making Death Note right now. Yeah. You know, like, and then like, yeah, they hit a wall, and they're like, oh, no, we'll come back to it. And
that's cool.
It's really good.
Just for that now.
You should watch it. Like, in general, it's really cool. And because they talk about other mangas they've written and made, like, on the process to it and after it and stuff. And you see, like, certain things. Like, oh, they got this from Death Note. Oh, this is this character. Like, you know, this is this character in a different manga they were doing before that character made it to Death Note and shit like that. Like, there's a character like L or like Nier or something in one of their other books. And you're like, I see that. That's pretty cool. It's pretty called Bakuman. You should really watch it. It's pretty entertaining. I don't know if you'll look. Any of you and Carla watch it together, you guys will like it. It's really good. Yeah, anyway, that's the last thing I wanted to tell you about Death Note.
Other thing I want to mention too, real quick, about Death Note too, about L. I was kind of hoping at some point, when he would get the Death Note, that we find out that he once had the Death Note himself. That would have been fucking crazy, right? Like, he gets it back, he touches it, and memories come back. He's like, oh, shit, I was in this position. Like, that would have been cool, too.
That sounds fucking dope, like, actually.
Either that, or maybe he knew the Death Note, and he was trying to get it back, and he knew how the killings were happening. Like, anything like that would have been cool. I thought that it was going to go that way for a minute.
I could see that.
But, like, I think that would have been cool, too, though.
That actually sounds like a really cool idea. I fuck with that.
Maybe they'll make a part two or some shit, and that's what the plot is. But that's what I was hoping for. But yeah, overall, I liked it. Good time for sure. I'm not sure if this is going to be one that I will like. Like, you know, I like going back and rewatching shit all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if this is one that I want to go back to and watch just because there's so much dialogue to kind of pay attention to and all that.
I'll tell you what, I've never gone back and rewatched it. No. It's one of my favorite. See, it's funny because it used to be in my top 10 and it's slowly falling off my top 10. Mm-hmm. Not because it's not good, but because I keep seeing new and better stuff. But I wonder if Death Note is actually better because I haven't gone back. You know what I mean? And it keeps falling below my list because I'm not remembering it so clearly.
Right, right.
You
know, yeah.
It's funny that you bring that up.
Maybe in a few years from now, I'm like, oh man, Death Note, I want to see that shit. Maybe I'll go back to it.
Yeah. I think honestly, and that's the thing for me, like after watching a couple of the movies, I wasn't in the mood to rewatch the anime. I was like, okay, I've seen the anime once. Now I've seen these things that do it a little different. Like, I don't need to go back, you know? So I felt the same way as you.
Yeah, Tai Chi mentioned a good point. It's also because, like, it's a mystery. So now that you know the ending, it's not like, exciting watching it. But, like, even though I know the ending, it's kind of exciting to go back and, like, see all those points you missed that led up to that ending. I like looking for that show.
I was going
to
say, I love that. That's why I love that Netflix show, Midnight Mass. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
Dude, it's pretty crazy TV show about... I can't even tell you what it's about.
Mask that midnight.
Yeah, it's just a crazy-ass dark drama that turns out to be way more than that. And like I don't want to say anything, I don't want to fuck it up for you, but let's just say it might be slightly horror. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay,
but you don't know.
It might be.
You don't, because you don't know as you're watching it. You're like, is something creepy happening? And then shit kind of goes back to normal, and you're like, oh, okay. And then more shit starts, and you're like, oh shit, something creepy is fucking, it is a horror. Oh shit, this is a horror. Like, it's pretty cool.
Man, that's funny.
And it's, you don't know the whole time. And it's funny because that show kind of reminded me of Death Note, because you don't know the whole time. But with this show, like, I showed someone else the first episode, and as I was watching the first episode, I was like, oh my god, they're dropping hints everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, watching it again, I'm like, dude, they're dropping hints everywhere. Like, there's, like, I don't want to say anything because I can't even tell you the hints because it'll fuck it up for you.
Right.
But there's, like, things where I was like, oh, my God, they're telling you from the beginning that this is happening. Mm. Sometimes things like that have a good rewatch value. I feel like Death Note would, you know? Like, I just don't feel like it.
You know, one thing that I noticed that, like, I was wondering if something was going to happen. There was one dude in the demon world, one of the Shinigamis. After Ryuk was gone for a while, like, some of them kind of start talking about it. And this one dude, he had, like, the freaking Native American headdress thing going on, right? And he was like, you know, I'm going to go to Earth and check it out, you know? And he just took off and left. And that's all. I thought he was going to show up and, like, do some havoc and shit and, you know, drop another Death Note somewhere on the other side of the world. But nothing ever happened of him.
You know what? I think something does happen with that.
You think
so?
Did I just miss something?
No, no, no. Not in what you saw.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if there was, like, another side manga made eventually or what. But I think they did do something with that, or like a mini series. Mm. I'm gonna do some research for you. I'll tell you next podcast.
Yeah, but that's the only other thing that was kind of bugging me about it. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, all good right. Stuff. If you haven't seen it yet, guys, the spoilers. So you kind of already know some things. I wouldn't even talk about some things in depth, though. Actually,
we could literally spend this whole episode talking about Death Note, but we're not gonna do that.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that. But it's a good time for sure.
All right. Other things. I mean, you can take the spoiler off because this isn't a spoiler. Other things we're going to, I just want to review with you real quick, because I'm sure, you saw the Super Bowl, so you saw some of the
trailers. Yeah, man.
Do we want to talk about Marvel real quick?
Yeah, I think we need to.
Let's start with Moon Knight, bro.
Moon Knight. Oh, I didn't see the new Moon Knight trailer. Okay. That's the one I didn't see.
It doesn't matter. There's not much. All right, I'll just let you watch it when you get a chance.
Yeah.
It looks good. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Okay, Doctor Strange, yeah. Multiverse of Madness.
That's the one I watch a couple times. It's like, what the fuck?
And I can finally tell you what our mutual friend told me about fucking... One of the things they told me about Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness, Professor X.
So it is. I heard the voice. I was like, that sounds familiar. And what's up with these fucking Voltron looking motherfuckers, right? And then the voice happened, right? Yeah. And then I was like, that sounds fucking familiar, right? And then I went back and watched it. And I was like, no way. And then I started seeing people talk about it like online. I was like, no way. And then I got Carla over here and like listened to the voice. She's like, that sounds familiar. She's dropping all these other names. I'm like, nope, nope, nope. And then I like listen again. And I'm like, Professor X. She's like, what? No way. And then we watched it slower. And we saw that the head come into frame, right? You know, when people walk, they kind of have this bounce to it.
And he's smooth.
He's smooth in. I was like, that's a wheel fucking chair, dude. Like, yeah.
Yep,
so
yep.
That's crazy.
It's got to be him. And no, well, I'll tell you for sure. It's him.
Okay. Yeah,
I already knew it's him. And I will say there's a few more other cameos like that.
And he's bald.
He better be. Charles! I'll say there's a few more other cameos within that group that he's with.
Okay, dude, I need...
They're going to blow your mind.
I need Deadpool to drop in when he reveals himself and some shit.
Oh my God.
I need Deadpool to call him Charles. I need this to happen.
Yelling at him, calling him Charles. Yeah, that'd be so
I need Deadpool
funny.
To call fucking Xavier Charles.
Like, he's got to be young.
I need like Dr. like X to be like trying to say something, and Deadpool's there, and he's like, "Shut the fuck up, Charles. Listen to me."
Oh my
okay?
God,
like,
that'd be so funny.
That, to happen.
That would be so funny. He's in the middle. Shut the fuck up, Charles. Yeah. Listen, guys.
Listen, like, this is actually going on here. I've been to this shit.
Yo,
already,
that would make my fucking lifetime, bro. I could die happy if I hear Deadpool tell Charles to shut the fuck up.
Or at least call him Charles. That's what I need this shit now.
Man, did you ever notice in Deadpool 2 when you saw Deadpool 2, right?
Yeah.
When Juggernaut was talking to Firefist, the little kid,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, "Why do you wear that helmet?" He's like, "Well, my stupid brother has psychic powers, and it's to keep him from getting in my brain." He's like, "So he gets cool psychic powers, and you got this magical metal bullshit?" You know? And he was he's like, "Well, he's in a wheelchair, so it balances out." I was like, "Wow, so rude."
Yeah.
I was like, rude, that's dude.
Funny. But they made that connection, which is cool, though, so hopefully that carries over in the future.
Okay, so other thing about Charles. Not Charles.
You're correct.
But another X-Men reference that I feel could be happening in Doctor Strange.
Okay,
so this is really heady, though. I thought about this, I saw it, and then it clicked in my head. But when I heard a reviewer say it, the guy named Screen Crush, he said it, I was like, oh, I'm right, that is what it is. So there's a point where America Chavez, you know, which you probably don't know who she is yet, but she's in the trailer,
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter. Point is, she's tied up,
yeah,
with what looks like those magical bands that Doctor Strange uses, the bands of Sidorak, right?
Right, right.
So, and when she's tied up, a monster rolls up looks like he's made of those band and roars at her, right?
Okay.
And so what's going on there is, I don't know if that's what's going on here, but that move, that technique, it works like Slayer's. If anyone's a fan of Slayer's magic, you know, I guess magic in general works like this, not just in Slayer's.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You are summoning power from something elsewhere, a greater being, a different being, something from another universe or dimension, whatever. That's where your magical spells come from, you know, in theory. And so when Doctor Strange uses it, he's using it from this dark demon god called Sidorak. It's super powerful, and that's why they use those bands. You know, they summon his power to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else summons the power of Sidorak to get their strength?
No.
The goddamn Juggernaut.
He
touches the crystal, and the crystal says inscribed, Sidorak has deemed he who touches this, the first person to touch this crystal and absorbs its energy will no longer be a man, but a human Juggernaut. That's what it says on the crystal. And of course, Cain Marco touches the crystal, trying to rob it, doesn't know what it is, and turns himself into the goddamn Juggernaut, bitch. And so, like, the fact that Sidorak is in Doctor Strange, not saying that this means Juggernaut or X-Men are going to be in this too much, but I feel like that's set up just to kind of make us familiar with the universe. Yeah. Like, okay, here's Sidorak. This is where this comes from. Here's someone else drawing his power. The Juggernaut. You know? And you're like, okay, this is who he's really supposed to be.
Interesting, yeah. Cuckoo's asking, you're reading the latest Death of Doctor Strange comics? They did Sidorak's Dimension 30. Dirty.
Oh, why'd they do it dirty? No, I haven't been reading the Death of Doctor Strange thing. I feel like it was just too marketed that I didn't really believe it. Like, I feel like in 3 years, I'm going to be like, he's going to be back. So I don't know. But yeah, feel free to tell us about it, Cuckoos, and we'll mention it here if it fits into the timing here. But yeah, that's just something I picked up, and I was like, dude, I wonder if that's Sidorak, and I wonder if that's setting up.
Yeah, like, I at this point, well, I've always been lost with Marvel, you know. I can speculate with what we have, but we're going into new territory that I don't know shit about, so.
And let me just say, you're not totally alone in that. Where I knew, like, 90% of what was going on before, I know now 75% of what's going on. I don't know much about Shang-Chi. I don't know much about Eternals. So I'm like, this is kind of like, oh shit, we're starting to get outside of my comfort. Hawkeye even, like, I've never read Hawkeye comics. So this is slowly getting outside of my range. I'm like, fuck, I gotta start reading more. You know what I mean? Like,
I never read any Marvel shit, so I'm good, but that's crazy. What else was in? Oh yeah, also one thing I noticed too is when they show you the Marvel logo, Marvel Studios logo, we had the tentacles going through it, right?
So, I didn't catch that.
Oh, you didn't catch that?
No.
Oh shit, let's pull this shit up right
Bring
now.
Bring it up. And did you notice in the first trailer, we never talked about it before, did you notice in the first Doctor Strange trailer, when the Marvel ship came up, it had the Sony Marvel logo.
Oh, did it?
It had
the
X-Men Marvel logo, and then it flipped into the MCU Marvel logo.
Interesting.
And I'm like, oh shit, they're telling us right now. You know what I mean? Yeah, here, I think it even I think it even had the Universal one. Oh shit, you're right. How did I not catch that?
Yeah. So is that more Shumagura hints? Like,
go to the first Doctor Strange trailer too, because I want you to see that thing I'm telling you about too.
Is it like
the first one?
Like the one from like a few months ago, huh?
Yeah. If you it should just click their Marvel Entertainment videos. It should
be
that's
true. But then I might have to dig. You know?
No, it should be like the second.
They
or third
do other shit on this channel.
Wait, what the fuck? There is a lot of shit on this channel. You're right. Wait, what the fuck? There's a lot of cool shit on this chat. Wait, what is this?
Official teaser? Maybe it's this one?
Oh, yeah. That's the
one. A month ago?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Click that. Just watch the little opening credit thing. It's pretty interesting.
We tampered with the stability of space-time.
I know, I wonder if I need to, like, mess with this to, like, so we don't get flagged or anything like that.
Oh, is that a thing? Oh, that could be a thing.
Yeah, that kind of
people do shit like that, huh?
Yeah.
Where's the thing?
The logo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what the fuck, a crow?
Oh, shit. Look. They're all spliced in there.
Interesting.
The Sony one, the X-Men one, and the Hulk one from Universal. Look, they're all spliced in together.
Oh,
so
shit.
So everything's one now, bro. That's what I got from this thing. Everything is literally one now. They're like, Fox, Spider-Man, we're all one. This is one multiverse.
Interesting.
That gets me hyped. Yeah.
Okay, that's crazy. What else did we notice in this trailer?
Did you see when they fall into a cartoon world for a second?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, there's a moment where it's like past that part you showed me, I think. He's like falling through universes with America Chavez at one point. Just let it play. I'll tell you when I see it. And he falls from the from a dinosaur world where there's a bunch of dinosaurs and shit, which makes me think the Savage Land.
Oh,
the
X-Men. Like a shit.
Also, is that the Iron Legion?
Maybe.
We should tell him the truth.
What if in this world Tony Stark's plan worked? The suit of armor. And that's why they have those Iron Legion guys.
Yeah, that's what I feel like they were. Yeah. And then, so if Professor X is here, like this, like is probably the Illuminati, right?
Yeah.
And since we have Iron Man tech there, Iron Man must be there as well, right?
Well, he could have died already, and he was one of their original guys that passed already.
Like, no, I'm thinking this is like in a different dimension, though, like a different dimensional,
Universe,
different universe. Yeah, Illuminati.
I'm saying maybe in that universe, Tony Stark also already died.
Oh, okay.
Like maybe he was part of it and he did kind of implement some of these ideas, but he's dead.
I feel like he might be alive in this universe and he just has his robots. Because the Iron Man doesn't like to do shit on his own, right? He's gonna make a fucking. He's like, you know what, guys, I got this. We don't need to fucking go and open the door for people. I'll make robots. Like
big old facts.
I feel like that's a Tony Stark thing to do, right?
Big old facts.
Yeah, or maybe it's fucking some Ultron. Shit, who knows?
Yeah, shit. I mean, Tony Stark, Ultron, man. In the MCU, they're mad connected. So.
Because we do have that Ultron beef from the What If series, right? So maybe something's there.
And we know that Dark Doctor Strange from What If is in this.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Apparently,
look, right here. Look, Dinosaur World, right? Savage. So go back a little bit.
There's a dinosaur right back there.
Yeah, I know. Go just a little bit more. I think what happens that I want to point out is a little bit before. Oh, no. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Play from there. So, there's dinosaurs.
Okay.
And it's a jungle looking like...
Oh, that's a fucking dinosaur for sure. It's a T-Rex.
So, people are saying that this might be the Savage Land from X-Men. Because in X-Men, in the middle of Antarctica, is this one little pocket area that's tropical and fucking dinosaurs roam that little fucking area.
Yeah.
And, X-Men have to deal with that shit a lot because Sinister sets up shop there,
Yeah.
Also, look, this point where he's turning into blocks looks a lot like the House of M cover where Scarlet Witch's face is all blocked up.
Okay. You think we'll get House of M shit here now?
Is this the new one, right?
This is the new
February 13th. Yeah.
Miss Marvel or some shit?
I think that's Captain Marvel for sure.
Captain Marvel, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can't find
that. Shuma right
there's there. A part where they show him and America falling through an animated world, like a cartoon world.
Damn, you must have imagined that shit.
No, it's in here. I've seen screenshots of it. It's definitely in here. We might have passed it already.
Possible.
This
fucking
America,
movie is.
Yeah! I've seen her doing shit.
This is going to be like it's just a portal fucking video.
Dementors, game. What the fuck?
Right.
Damn, I couldn't find it. We'll have to go through it later. But there is a specific part where they're falling through universes. I think it's connected to that scene, but they also fall through an animated world, like cartoon shit, right? And it kind of looks like at the end of Enter the Spider-Verse, where Oscar Isaacs is there with the 70s Spider-Man, and they're like pointing at each other in the cartoon world.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that animation. I wish I could find it. But it looks identical, and I'm wondering if they're connecting this to Miles Morales' shit.
That'd be crazy.
Man, also, you see that scene where him and Wanda are talking right here?
Yeah.
Watch that part where they show zoomed in, right? They show her face and they show him. Look at the outfit he's wearing there. And then look at the outfit he's wearing when it shows her talking to him in hell saying, I don't think that's fair. He's wearing the same fucking outfit. I wonder if those trees and all that nice flower shit is an illusion that Wanda's doing to him.
Huh.
He thinks he's there talking with her in a peaceful thing and she's fucking got him under control.
That's crazy. That'd be cool.
You'll see when you look back, the frame's exactly the same, and it just looks like they flipped it from that dark world to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's creepy as shit.
That one.
Look, it's strange. Look, he's wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, and actually in the background, it looks like these trees are like now dead.
Dark versions, dead versions of the other ones, right? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's crazy.
Man. Right, so she's fucking with him.
Or maybe he's fucking with her. Maybe they're fighting with each other,
Maybe it's a battle. Maybe it's how their magical battle happens. I can see that.
That's crazy. All right, but what else can we talk about? We just have fucking... The main thing right now is just the Professor X shit.
Yeah, I mean, that is the main thing.
And the Marvel logo.
I think what's main is you see a pantheon of people.
I don't even know what that means.
Like a group.
Oh.
It's a group. You see a bunch of people on chairs, lined up next to each other, right?
Yeah.
So without saying too much, from what I've been... told about this, the members of the Illuminati are 5.
Oh.
But it looks here like there's 6.
It looks like... Actually, if you look at it right now, there's only 5 chairs. I know Dr. Strange
might be one. He's standing right in the way of the middle spot.
Is he, though?
I think he is. That's uneven as fuck. Look, why would it be that uneven?
Why would it have to be even?
No one designs rooms like that to make them uneven on purpose. They design them even. It will be a middle one and then two on the side otherwise, but there's six now. Or like three and two in a missing space.
So if it was the Illuminati, what would the Illuminati be for this MCU? Or at least this
I can't answer that question because I already know things.
Ah, fuck.
So I can't give a fair answer to that question. But I can tell you in the comics, it's Namor the Submariner, Mr. Fantastic Reed Richards, Iron Man, Professor Xavier, and Black Bolt from the Inhumans. Mm. That's the... Oh, wait, I'm missing
and
one.
It's Iron Man, not Tony Stark, right?
Did I say Tony Stark?
You said Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. I meant Iron Man. It's Iron Man, yeah.
Okay, but not Tony Stark.
He goes as Iron Man. He shows up in this.
But remember how, like, you know, the Avengers said, like, oh, yeah, Iron Man's cool for the team, but not Tony Stark? You know, I feel like it might be one of those situations.
It's fucking funny. I still think I'm missing one. Namor. Oh, Doctor Strange. Six.
No.
So in the book, there's six. What I was told for the person who pre-screened this is that there were five members of the Illuminati. Kind of look, and like, look at the angle with the head, too. He looks like he's rolling up to fill that other space.
You know, he's blocking the wheelchair. I'm just saying.
Oh, because these are chairs. Yeah, so where's the wheelchair guy? These are all chairs.
Back, right there is behind him.
That makes six, right? One, yeah. Two, three, four, yeah. Five, six.
Yeah.
There's somebody there that I don't know. And they did reshoots about a month or two ago.
Unless there's an empty spot here.
Could be that.
Like, hey, Strange, this is for you.
Could, honestly, that could be a thing. I could see that. You could be right about that.
Maybe there's someone's there that's like bad. And then, like, Dr. Strange finds out and defeats him, and then he takes that spot.
Well, I will say there were reshoots 2 weeks ago. Or, sorry, three... Sorry, 1 month ago. Mm. So everything that I was told about this could have been changed a bit. You know, uprooted and, like, moved around or added characters and stuff like that.
Mm.
So who knows? Who knows what's going on here? But, oh, man, I wonder about
something zoomed in real close, and you can see a figure wearing a... BP necklace and
Black Panther.
Black Panther necklace in that Illuminati shot. Interesting.
Really?
Black Panther walked away from the Illuminati in the comics.
Yeah, Black Panther. No, it's not that he walked away. They asked him to join, and he said, "I'm not joining, and this is a bad idea. It'll never work." That's his advice he gave the Illuminati. He said, first, I'm not joining, and I'm going to give you guys some advice. Don't do this. It's a bad idea. Of course, they said, "Fuck that fool. We're going to do it." You know.
What if it's Killmonger's Saichi? It's a thing.
I'd love that if it was an alternate version of Killmonger. Who's the damn? What if it's the one from
What if? Yeah,
that actually. Oh shit, maybe.
Yeah, I mean that could be a thing too because you know they know a lot of shit, right? So maybe because they went through universes and shit, right? And at the end, isn't it Killmonger in like Ultron, like battling it out or something?
Yeah,
like
they're
that,
stuck
right?
in that little gym together, so, which Doctor Strange is guarding that gym where they're like fucking stuck into.
Right? Yeah. What if that Killmonger knew and was trying to get himself there and put himself into the Illuminati so he can get to that point or maybe avoid that point? You know?
Wow, that's fucking heavy. You just blew my mind by even mentioning that concept. That's fucking wild. Maybe, I don't know, but yeah. Black Panther eventually did join the Illuminati, so he would fit very well in this group if that's the case. And AJ, I really think you have a good point. I could see them being like, we want you to join us, you know, like come fill the sixth seat. And he's like, well, what the fuck are you guys doing? And then when they explain it, he's like, nah, I don't like that. You know, I could see that.
Yeah. It's like we just dealt with this, you know, tyrant, you know, that came through here and shit, trying to delete half the world, half the universe. And you want me to join this shit? Like,
also, can I make another connection?
Yes.
Does this not look a lot like the TVA?
What do you mean? Like this right here?
Yeah, back it up. Back it up.
Maybe.
Look at the aesthetics. Look at the style of this place. Look at it.
It looks a little too clean. Like
TVA was pretty clean.
The TVA had a little more like kind of
yellow.
Brown, yellowish colors to them. Like,
yeah.
Like rustic type of like, you
yeah,
know,
color, forget,
old structure.
Forget about the colors. I'm talking about the style of the rooms.
This is more whitish and it looks a little more like modern, but like at the same time, not so modern.
Yeah, just like the TVA.
No, they felt like really modern.
I felt like there were some parts that looked like 70s rooms. Remember when they were all just fucking all the office guys?
Yeah.
Looked pretty unmodern in some points.
I don't know.
They were in their cubicles in 70s.
This looks modern.
At some parts, but I'm talking about a
redone of ancient shit to be modern because these pillars and all that.
But think about in the TVA when you get into the main room, it looks like this. The main room with the fucking guys.
Maybe.
The fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I think I should pull it up for you. The three fucking guys, it looks all ancient and fucking like this and epic and wide where people above you. Yeah,
you know what? You're right.
So
you're right.
That being said, that
part now, yeah.
What if one of the members of the Illuminati is He Who Remains?
That'd be crazy.
And this is all how he slowly comes to the idea of creating the TVA. Because we know everything's starting over in a loop again since they killed him.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, you know what I mean? Maybe this is all slowly getting back to that loop.
Yeah.
And it looks like everything's going in chaos right now. But maybe this is how it's supposed to go. Chaos, back to order. Yeah. Chaos, back to order, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a wild theory. I don't know.
I like that, too. It would be crazy to see him here. And, like, no one, like, you know, says anything about it because no one knows yet.
Yeah,
because
he's not He Who Remains yet.
Yeah.
Because things haven't been gone for him to remain
yet. Because no one's Loki. Only Loki knows this information, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, nobody else would know. Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. Loki and Sylvie are the only people that know.
Yep.
That's true.
So if anyone ever sees him in any of the movies, no one gonna give a damn.
That's crazy.
I know, he's just this dude here.
That's a good point, AJ.
You know, he's a strong, he's a mad scientist over here. That's cool.
Yeah,
know?
That's
tight. They don't know what, we like him. What he's doing. Yeah, right? Exactly.
So, does he want to join the Avengers? You know that? Yeah.
So kind of makes it interesting, like what he's going to be like in the Ant-Man Quantumania movie.
Right.
Like how's he going to be introduced there?
I also wonder where he's going to pop up next outside of that one, because I kind of feel like he's going to keep popping up, man.
Yeah.
Like, he said there's so many of him. Remember, like, so he's like, wait till you meet my variants. And I was like, just for him to say that, like, multiple, he's not scared of one. He's scared of all of them. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I feel like we're going to keep seeing his variants show up and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's our opinion. Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness. Even I, who know some spoilers, am very confused as to the plot of this story.
It'd be crazy, too, if the ending ended with, you know, He Who Remains as, like, you know, the
overarching.
And that kind of leads us to think, okay, that's our actual arc for this
now. Oh, my God. That'd be a great end credit scene. Is him walk up and, like, sit in the fucking chair. Him, like, this place could use some remodeling or something, you know, like, something like that, you know? Yeah. Like, that would be really cool. Oh, man. All right. I guess we're done with reviews. Somebody said...
Oh.
Oh, yeah. There's been close-up shots of that glowing character. For anyone who doesn't know, the glowing character that seems to be charging Wanda and flying at her.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, people were saying that might be Superior Iron Man because the costume looked kind of similar to his. Mm. Even the creator of the comic went out and said, hey, I'm not saying that character is Superior Iron Man, but when we originally gave the concept and the look for him, his outfit would glow red and orange when he got angry.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he glows red and orange when he starts flying at Wanda. And so people were like, oh, so maybe it's Superior Iron Man.
Yeah.
But when they zoomed in on them and did a fucking in-depth look, the character's black.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't tell if it's a guy or a girl, but from the features, people are saying it looks a lot like Maria Rambeau.
Or Monica.
No, Maria.
Maria.
The actress who plays Maria.
Huh.
Monica's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe at some point, she got blasted by the shit that Carol got blasted by. And that's why she's alive at that point in the timeline. Because, you know, Carol stays alive for however the fuck long, right?
Right.
And I was like, man. Just a little thing to mention.
What if there's some editing? Okay, that's the other thing we got to always consider with fucking Marvel nowadays is, like, what is true and what is, like, altered for us as viewers, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what's missing from this scene? Maybe the color's different. Maybe it's not supposed to be red. Maybe it's supposed to be blue energy.
Yeah.
So they maybe won't give it away.
Maybe there's another character here actually clashing with them in front of Wanda, you know?
Like, maybe, yeah.
Maybe it's Greg.
Maybe it is. Maybe Greg's in here somewhere. That's true.
Look, there he is right there. She saw him.
He's right there.
It's Greg.
That's right. Shuma. No, that's Greg.
She's like, we can't call him Shuma. That's Greg. All right, yeah. Multiverse of Madness. If you guys haven't seen the trailer, check it out. It's very interesting, very confusing. That being said.
As it should be.
As it should be. You're right, AJ. That being said, let's jump into the news.
Oh, so actual news now, huh? Where's my news button? Okay. Been losing all the buttons today.
Good news.
So, the Super Bowl, I forgot to talk about this last week. Something I like to do every year is, you know, right before the Super Bowl, EA or the Madden, people who make Madden, always do a, what do you call it, a prediction. They kind of have Madden play itself, so whoever makes it to the Super Bowl before the game actually happens. In Madden, they'll get those two teams to play with whatever conditions, whatever stadium, right? And they have the computer play itself to duke it out and see who's going to win. The kind of way to predict the Super Bowl, right? So I didn't look at it last week. I did this time, though. And Madden predicted, with the help of, what's that fool's name?
Was Madden right this time?
Lynch. No.
Wrong again.
Yeah, they said 24-21 Bengals. They're pretty close with the score, except it wasn't the Bengals that won. The score at the end was actually 23-20 Rams. So they're actually off by one all the way around there. Instead of 24-21, it was 23-20. And then the Rams won instead, though.
I saw the Rams. They came in today.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. How are they doing?
They suck. They're cheap asses. They didn't tip. I hate the Rams.
Man, they just won the Super Bowl. They can't even tip?
That's what I said. Damn. That's what I said, AJ. I'm like, you guys just won the goddamn Super Bowl. Wow. Anyway, that's fine.
Was it like the whole team or just like certain members?
It was like five or six of them.
Five of them? Do you know who they were?
No, I don't know. One of them was like one of the league guys, though, because everybody was like, hey, you know, when they came in and cheered and shit.
I'll say maybe Cooper Kupp or maybe Mather Stanford.
Stepping outside of my range now, man. I don't know what to tell you.
How about that Super Bowl, though? That was a pretty sick Super Bowl. The halftime show, my bad. Did you see a halftime show?
I didn't see all of it, but the stuff I saw was really cool. I saw a little Eminem, a little Dr. Dre, a little Mary J. Blige.
50 Cent came in like fucking Dracula and shit. He fucking came in upside down and shit. And
my friend was saying he looked like Bizarre pretending to be him in that music video.
Oh, shit.
Because he's so fat now. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
There's one of the music videos for D12 where he's doing that 50 Cent thing in the treadmill. You know, like where 50 Cent's working out in the club video?
Okay.
Well, there's a D12 video where Bizarre is doing that. You know, Bizarre's kind of big.
Yeah.
And so people are like, oh, he looks like Bizarre pretending to be. I think, who was it, K? Our boy K was saying that. that's what made me laugh so hard.
That's funny. No, I never seen any of those music videos. But anyways, 50 Cent, yeah, but 50 Cent did get fat for sure. I was like, fuck. They all did.
Steve said you should call him Dollar now.
Damn.
Eminem don't look fat. Mary J. Blige don't look fat.
That's true. They're the only two that look normal.
They look old, but not fat.
Even Kendrick look a little like thicker, right?
Kendrick did look a little older, too. A little heavier, yeah, a little older. Think about how long it's been since the last album, bro. Like, Kendrick hasn't put shit out. Like, he's probably looks very different now.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Drew that said that. Drew said he looks like a Bizarre pretending to be 50 Cent.
That's funny. But yeah, that was a cool thing. But yeah, Super Bowl happened. That's kind of my news. Madden failed this year, I think, again. I'm not sure how often they get it correct. I'm not keeping track like that, but go back in these episodes, you might be able to find out.
All right. Something that irritates me, Matt Reeves, the director of Batman, is saying how he really likes the idea of grounding the Batman characters, which is exactly what I don't fucking like.
What do you mean by grounding? Like, he's not going to be flying?
No. How he wants them to be more, like, realistic and not as superpowered and, like, supernatural.
Did you say Superman or Batman?
Batman.
You said Batman. Okay. When has he ever been, like, superpowered or...
No, his enemies.
Oh, his enemies.
Like,
just
in general. The feel of enemies.
Okay.
Because in the comics, sometimes Batman fights magical shit. Sometimes he fights Man-Bat, the guy who turned himself into a giant bat.
Yeah, I want to see
sometimes
that shit.
Sometimes he fights Killer Croc, Mr. Freeze.
I want to see Clayface.
Yeah, Clayface. And then, Matt Reeves is specifically saying how, I love Mr. Freeze, but I really like doing grounded Batman shit. And I'm like, no! And it already seems like people like this new, like, I guess there's early reviews and shit, and people like this new Batman movie.
Okay.
So that tells, and apparently there's, Matt Reeves had made a comment earlier saying that the Batverse for that movie is spinning out of control, and they're getting all these spin-off ideas and projects being thrown at them right now for this Batman movie that's not out yet. And the fact that it's going out of control, it means that it's probably good and people are going to love it and we're just going to get more of this. Okay. Like, I'm not mad about it. I'm just kind of like, I wanted Batman to be different. It's always grounded. You know? Always fighting mobsters. Can we stop fighting mobsters?
I mean, except for, like, you know, Batman and Robin, Batman Forever. You know, that got kind of crazy.
Okay, yeah. Batman Forever got a little crazy, but it wasn't good, though.
Yeah, it was good crazy, yeah. It was, like, literally crazy.
It was actually crazy. You're like, I can't... Where you're just holding your head, like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, and it is.
People are scared to freaking bring Mr. Freeze now.
I think they are. I think they're scared of those powered villains now because of that. Like, because prior to that, it was what? Joker, Catwoman, Penguin, and their powers are, like, ambiguous. You don't even know if they really have powers.
Yeah,
even in Batman Forever, really, Riddler and Two-Face, they don't really have powers exactly.
That's true.
But then you get to Batman and Robin, and, like, all of a sudden, people got superpowers.
You got Poison Ivy.
She got powers.
And Bane fucking being powered by some juice.
Yeah, they're all powered, and you're just like, what happened? Like, this is too quick.
That's true.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't do it again, but, like, just let's ease it in a little bit next time. You know, like, I would love to see Batman investigating this guy who's making this miracle drug that's selling for a bunch of money, and fucking the guy starts experimenting with bat shit, and right when Batman starts fucking figuring out who the guy is, he transforms into that scary ass bat. Hmm. And now Batman's gotta fight. Like the show.
Yeah.
Exactly like the show, you know, like, I don't know. Anyway.
We'll see if he changes his mind.
Yeah, I doubt it. But he says he loves Mr. Freeze, though, so.
Do it.
And maybe he will one day.
Make it realistic somehow.
I'd love.
Use your noggin.
I kind of want, I want them to keep it cool. I want a Freeze gun. I want him to blast. I want his wife to be in a frozen fucking thing that he's trying to save her and shit, you know? Like, I don't know. We'll see. I'm not saying I don't think the Batman's going to be good. I actually think it's going to be really fucking good. I'm just sad we're not getting a little bit more fun.
It's not yet. Yeah, I don't expect it in this movie, but like, you know, if they do a sequel and all that, like, you know, let's get crazy. Let's see some characters that we haven't seen or ones we haven't seen in forever, you know?
In the words of Batman himself, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
When did he say that?
You don't remember when in the first Batman movie when Joker broke into the house to kidnap Vicky?
Is that what he said?
Then, like, Michael Keaton had to act a fool to distract them. You know what I mean? Because he had to let them get away with her.
Yeah.
Because he was like, Bruce Wayne wasn't going to be able to stop them.
Yeah.
So he started turning up on the Joker and getting all mad. And he was like, he knocked some shit out of the table. Said, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. And they like shot him, you know? And he was cool, but you know, it was a plan.
Yeah.
But I was like, I remember that scared me.
I don't remember the first movie that well, man. I got to go back and watch that again.
It's really good on rewatch. You're like, this shit's good. But I'll never forget it because that moment scared the shit out of me. I was like, oh shit, Batman feels like the bad guy right now. I'm scared.
That's funny.
Anyway, okay. It's my turn, right? No, I just said one. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Hopefully Mr. Freeze comes out in the next Batman movie and they actually want to have some fun with the villains, you know? Yeah. But we'll see. AJ?
Marvel's Defenders series. Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, the other dude, Punisher, and then the Defenders movie or the series, right? All of it. Its license ends March 1st. So by March 1st, they probably not going to be there anymore on Netflix.
Now, let me make this clear.
Where are they going to go?
Well, let me make this clear. This didn't happen because the timing is just up. They had to, like, let this shit go for the timing to be up on it. Because Netflix holds rights to these series as long as they want to. So it's not because, you know, it was made for Netflix. They produced it and filmed it. You know what I mean? So they borrowed Marvel's IP and got Marvel to help them make it.
Okay.
So technically this is owned by Netflix. So they shouldn't be able to lose it unless they stopped renewing their rights for it.
Yeah.
So.
And they haven't done that. And I guess they talked about it and they're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And this leads me to.
And so once that license is up, then all this is supposed to revert to Disney. It goes to Disney afterwards.
But here's the problem. Disney does not like bloody rated R content on their shit. Now, lately, we have been seeing them slowly changing. I saw Blackish and Grownish are on there. They deal with a lot of sexual content in those shows. And they're not edited on Disney Plus. And I'm like, and you know, they've already greenlit that Deadpool will be rated R, the next Deadpool movie. They've said that.
Right.
So, one of two things could be happening here. First option scares me. That these episodes, these shows, might vanish into the ether. Into nothingness, or at least for the next few years. Right. You know, you may not be able to watch them. I hate this idea, and I think it's very possible because Disney doesn't know how to fucking do our shit, and they refuse to, and they may not be ready for it yet. Other thing I'm wondering about is if Disney either paid them to get it so they can put it out on Disney Plus right now and have this be their first dark shit on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe, you know, maybe because it's in Marvel's corner, it's fine, you know, maybe. Everything I'm scared of is that all of this is consistent with what Netflix did the last 3 years ago, 2 years ago or whatever, when they ended all the Defenders shows because Disney Plus got announced. Because remember, Disney Plus announced, and then all of a sudden, 2 days later, Netflix put out a statement, oh, you know, we're not making any more of the Defenders shows and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, sounded kind of petty to me. Like, they didn't want to fucking give their competitors money or, like, help or anything like that, you know? Like, give them any branding. So I'm hoping this isn't just more of that fucking cheapness, like more of that pettiness going on. Like, oh, we don't want to give them any brand recognition on our shit, you know?
Right.
So what do you think, AJ? What do you think is going on? Which of those options, or is there a third option I haven't mentioned that you think is going on here?
I don't know. As far as I understand, like, it's, you know, like, Netflix had the license to use those characters. Yeah, they made it. It was under their shit. All that makes sense. But, you know, in those contracts, you know, it says, and this is what's about to happen. Like, you know, if they don't make anything else within a certain number of years, certain number of months, whatever, then all that shit just, they lose it and it goes to Disney, which, you know, that's how it should go. That's what we all want to.
What
are they going to do with it? What are they going to do with it, though? I don't know. Will they put it on Disney Plus? Maybe Disney is, you know, turning a new leaf. You know, they, what's his name? Iger's not there anymore, right? Maybe this new guy is like, yo, let's get a little more rated R here and there, you know? Maybe not, you know, like, just ease into it over the next few years, I don't know, decades or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe this would be a step in that direction. They can, and then plus we have freaking MCU. We got Daredevil characters in the MCU right now. We have freaking
official.
Yeah, exactly. We got Matt Murdock and Fisk over there officially in the MCU shit. So why wouldn't they put that shit over on their Disney Plus? If not, you know, the other option is Hulu, because they do have a big stake in Hulu that they, you know, control, so they can easily put it there with their other shit. They got Hitmonkey out there right now, and the freaking MODOK series out there right now on Hulu.
Well, the only reason I don't think they'd want to put it on Hulu is because they wouldn't make as much money off of it. You know what I mean? But like you said, if they cared more about it being R, then I agree with you. Maybe they'll put it there. But when they put it on Hulu, and they now have to split some of that money with the other companies that are involved in Hulu.
Right.
And I feel like Disney's very greedy. You know, the mouse wants its cheese. I feel like they'd rather have all that fucking Daredevil, even every little penny. Like,
yeah. And they know that shit's freaking hype.
Yeah. So, it's trending in Netflix. It's top 10 shows right now. Daredevil. Yeah. Top 10 shows on Netflix.
Yeah. Netflix, Taiju said Netflix held distribution
rights.
Oh my god, I can't say that. But yeah,
all those shows are branded as ABC Studios Productions, even in the title screen. So I think Disney actually owns them. But see, they own it. They own the IPs and the rights to it. But it's not the same as owning the actual show. I know it's weird. It's very complicated and very hard. Even I'm not 100% clear on it. But I don't think that they really own it like that. I think they would have to buy it off of them to fucking fully own it.
Depends,
you know what I mean?
Depends on the contract, though. You know, if the contract says, hey, like, all this just goes to Disney if we don't do anything with it, maybe it says that. Or it can say, hey, when this license ends up, it can't be on our network, but then you can't use it until you pay us for the rest of it. Maybe, who knows what it is.
You know, you're right. We'd have to see the contract to really know.
I can see it, like, being some shit like that.
And a lot of contracts have clauses, if-then clauses, right? Yeah. If this happens, then this happens, right?
But so, if you don't do this shit, then we're not doing this shit.
Right.
And then who knows what happens to it.
And, you know, actually there
and
is
then
a...
we could put it up to auction, and then maybe freaking, like,
Amazon buys it. Oh, my God. I'd be so mad. Okay, here's a third option I just thought about right now, which is very obvious. I don't know why I didn't think of it sooner. So we know that last September, Disney released Disney Star in a few foreign countries. And they said it was a test release.
Okay.
For those that don't know, Disney Star carries all of their content that is deemed adult or racy. Mm. Mainly their things that come from Fox go there. For example, Aliens.
Oh, I don't know.
Aliens. Really? Predator.
Okay.
Those things are on Disney Star in, you know, Europe and Japan right now. Us, even though Disney owns those things.
You mean the U.S.?
No, U.S. doesn't have Disney Star.
You said us. I thought you meant U.S.
Shut up. You're confusing me. Shut up. And Disney... Ugh, you motherfucker. You're confusing me.
I'm focused.
All right. So, and then Disney Star doesn't exist here yet. But over there, that's what covers all their grown content. Whether it's bloody or sexy, whatever. It's all there. And for us, we don't have Disney Star yet. Maybe they're finally ready to launch it here. And that's why they want the Defender shit back.
Interesting.
Just an idea. I don't know. Over there, the way it works is there's a parental guide automatically locked into Disney Star. You cannot click it without putting in a 4-digit code. So your kids could not accidentally go onto Disney Star and watch it. I don't see why we don't have that. I really don't get it.
Is that like separate from Disney Plus, or is that within Disney Plus?
It's within Disney Plus.
Okay, yeah, I can see that popping out.
Yeah, and they kind of implied it was, because they said the first release was test releases.
You should call it Disney X here in America.
Oh, man, that would be so great, but it's so racy. I would love it, but I know they're not going to do that. I would love that. Turn that plus this way.
Right?
That was when you click it, the plus turns that way. That'd be so cool.
Damn.
Anyway. and I'm assuming all the Deadpool movies, whenever they come out, if we are to get Disney Star, they'll probably all just go appear right there.
I hope so. So then Deadpool can make some comments about it, like in his movie.
Oh my God. Imagine if he's the mascot for Disney Star, like, or Disney X. He's like, oh, yep, you walked into the bad world. Like, he's like, yeah, I'm your navigator now.
Welcome to Disney X. I'm sorry, Disney Star. We were going to call it X, but, you know, Professor X wouldn't have it, you know, but I don't know.
Right? For real. So, just a very interesting thing about that. I'm glad you brought that up.
All right, well, I guess we'll see what happens with them and all that shit, but I guess we'll find out, if not March 1st and, you know, summer or some shit, I don't know.
All right, and so this one is not really news exactly. It's just kind of comment on what somebody said. Kevin Feige was recently asked about the future of Marvel, and, you know, he's always very quiet on it. And
he's always asked about the future of Marvel.
He is, and, you know, he tries not to say too much.
If I meet him someday, I'm going to ask him about the future of Marvel myself. Like,
I know I would. Okay, so check this out. This is what everyone's mad about or confused about. So he was asked about Marvel's future, and this is what he said. Marvel Studios and the Marvel Cinematic Universe is now past their 10th anniversary, and with the release of the final Avengers movie, we finally completed a 22-movie saga, Infinity Saga, Feige explains.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with this, I'm going to give you reasons why you should be worried and maybe why you should be a little worried. Why you shouldn't be worried and maybe why you should be a little worried. The words used was the release of the final Avengers movie.
Yeah, yep.
Now, I'll tell you why you should be worried. I'll start with the bad news first. Tell you why you should be worried. I can't see where an Avengers, not new Avengers, not young Avengers, not dark Avengers. I mean the actual Avengers team. I don't really see where they can fit that in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
I just don't see it. Like,
I don't see it either.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's going to take something really bad for them to have to form an Avengers team. So maybe that is a reason for us to be a little scared. Also, Fantastic Four and X-Men are very big Marvel teams, very prominent in the comics, more prominent and bigger than the Avengers, honestly. The Avengers gets big because it has all these famous characters in one team. Mm. X-Men and Fantastic Four are equally famous just because they are what they are.
Yeah.
So technically, Fantastic Four and X-Men are bigger teams. I don't think you would need the Avengers going forward. Not saying I don't want them. Not saying they can't be in it. But technically, I don't think you would need the Avengers going forward into the Marvel Universe to keep being a thing.
True.
Especially if Young Avengers are going to be a thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the negative side of his comment there. Here's the positive side, though. People say things in interviews, and, you know, that doesn't always mean that it's the final one forever, but as of right now, like, that's the last one they were doing, like, in mind with
what they had planned.
Yeah, like, for the Avengers story, that was the last one that they had planned.
Yeah,
doesn't actually mean it's really the last one. I think he just means, like, the final released one, you know. I don't know for sure, but that's just a bright side there. The other bright side is we already have him on video talking about Avengers 5, and that they already know who the team is. And they say, some of the characters are ones you know, some of them are ones you don't. He's on video saying that. So maybe don't freak the fuck out yet.
Yeah, I can think it's about the wording, too. It's Avengers versus New Avengers or Young Avengers.
Could be New Avengers.
Right?
Could.
He's like, yeah, we're done with Avengers. I ain't saying anything about Young Avengers.
Could be called the Mighty Avengers, or which that. The comics do call them. There is a version of them called that.
You know?
The Secret Avengers. Yeah. There's a lot of versions of them.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah. So
I didn't think about that, AJ. That's a good point.
That's my look into it.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, so just maybe don't freak out too much yet. A lot of you are online, like, freaking out about this shit. I saw the fucking comments on this fucking thing, and it was nuts. I was like, calm the fuck down.
Like, you need to listen to us. I think we just broke it down in a better way.
Yeah, so I hope anyone who was freaking about that hears about this video, or watches this video, because, like I said, there might be a little reason for panic, but I don't think there's that big of a reason to panic.
You know what, too, though? Well, go ahead.
No, what were you going
to say? I was going to say, like, so we're used to this formula right now with the Avengers where we get, like, 4 or 5 episodes or movies, and then we get an Avengers, right? And then we get, like, another 4 or 5, 6 movies and an Avengers, right? We have this, you know, this routine.
Flow,
that we
yeah.
Get, yeah, right? If they still go with that formula, what would be our team-up movie after these, you know, first few movies, right? What if they're leading to, instead of Avengers, we get what you want? I forgot what they're called.
The Mighty Avengers?
No, with the fucking Doctor Strange and...
Oh, the Midnight Suns.
Yeah, what if Midnight Suns is our team-up movie? We have Doctor Strange right now. You know, we're going to have Moon Knight, right? We just had a fucking, what's his name, an Eternals show up, right?
Yeah.
What if
Black Knight, yeah.
Yeah, and even fucking Blade was, you know, voiced in there too, right?
And that's, you know what, AJ, that's a good
what
point.
If that is our team-up movie that we're leading up
we're
to?
We're all trying to stop Dormammu or some shit. Or yeah. Like, you know what, I could see that. You know, AJ, I'm going to say why I think you might be right about that. The Dwellers in Darkness. No. The Dwellers in Darkness and the Fear Lords seem to be a thing. Shang-Chi. We got that fucking...
Oh, okay, okay.
He's talking to the Mandarin, right?
There we go.
I have a very strong theory that Wanda's being fucked with in this movie by either Dormammu or some other dark spirit thing. And then there's some other... There was one other thing that's like making me think that maybe this is all going to that magical world. Like, you know, like maybe they're dealing with those things that feed off of the darkness. Shuma-Gorath is a fear lord and he's, you know, a version or something representing Shuma-Gorath is going to be in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. So yeah, AJ, maybe you're right. Maybe that's where we're going with this.
Yeah, that's where it leads, and that's going to be our first team-up movie in a while, and then they'll show us everything else afterwards.
Imagine if it's no longer Avengers every time they do a different team every fucking
event. Cool.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Midnight Suns, Fantastic Four, X-Men.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
And then after, like, we get all that shit, like, in fucking 6-7 years from now, then we get an Avengers movie finally.
Avengers 5, yeah.
And that's when that comes out with, you know, all these characters we've been building up with so far.
And I'll tell you what. I don't even want a new Avengers movie until Young Avengers and Dark Avengers fuck shit up. I want the name Avengers to get dragged through the mud because the Dark Avengers are evil.
Yeah.
And because the Young Avengers are rookies and they don't know what they're doing and shit.
Right.
And then when the new Avengers team finally fucking steps up and puts their foot down, you're like, oh shit, okay. Fuck yeah, this is the team. Like, I get it, you know? Right. And maybe throw a couple of mutants, then throw Wolverine in there. You know, he's been part of the Avengers before, you know? You
can do that. That'd be sick.
Anyway, yeah, that's just something I'll throw out there, in my opinion.
Yeah. More theorizing.
Other quick piece of news. HBO Max has greenlit Peacemaker Season 2. Ooh. I'm so fucking hyped.
Okay.
I'm so fucking hyped. Peacemaker's really good, man. It's weird to say because it's mostly comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But the action's good and the story's good and it feels like a comic book thing, but it's just so much comedy and John Cena's just being fucking funny in it the whole time.
That's cool.
But I'm so glad this got greenlit for season 2. That's it.
Oh, that's what I need to go watch. I need to go watch Mandalorian. Oh, not fucking Boba Fett. I haven't finished watching that.
Oh, yeah. The ending's pretty interesting.
Because Carla and I were talking about it, like, okay, we just finished Death Note. What are we watching now? I'm going to go finish watching that shit.
Yeah. I feel like the last two or three episodes really make it a little bit more enjoyable. So
yeah, that's what I keep hearing too.
You want some news, AJ?
So other news that came out recently too. I think we talked about this recently. There's a new Ninja Turtles movie coming out like next year or something, right? That they're planning right now.
Live action or animated?
Animated, right?
Yeah, okay. You told me about that. Yeah.
Apparently, it's being created by Seth Rogen.
Did we talk about that last year?
Oh, I don't remember. Late last year. That. All right. Well, anyways, yeah.
I don't know why
it came up again.
Well, I think they've started production now.
That's probably what it is. Yeah.
Remember, I was saying that Seth Rogen is the perfect person to write this because he's basically Michelangelo.
Okay,
Michelangelo smoked weed, that's Seth Rogen. He likes martial arts. He's into that shit. It's fun, right. You know. Like, he fucking likes to chill, make funny jokes.
Yeah, he did Green Hornet, right?
Green Hornet, man. I really wanted to watch it. I know it wasn't good, but I still wanted to watch
it.
It
was
movie.
A good time.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun experience,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's why I hear, because even though people say the movie's not good, they're like, but it's worth watching. It's fun. I've heard that before.
Yeah. It's a good popcorn flick for sure.
I'm going to have to watch that one of these. I really want to watch
it. I kind of want to go watch it again because it had its moments.
Watch it with me, man. Watch it together. That'd be fucking funny.
August, I think they said August 2023 is like the planned release date for the Ninja Turtles animated movie.
Oh, shit. Seth Rogen is also making a movie called Console Wars that you guys might be interested in. Oh, well, we got to do some research.
We'll see what it's about first.
Make a note about that. We'll look into that.
Oh, he already has a link out here.
Oh, shit. Never mind. Fuck pen and paper.
Miniseries. Sorry. Okay. It's not a movie. It's a miniseries.
That's cool. Miniseries are basically movies for people with short attention span. Yeah, miniseries are movies for people with short attention spans.
Oh, looks like it's going to go back into the past. Employees at a gaming company, Sega, try to make a more popular device than the ones made by their dominant rivals, Nintendo.
Is it the story of Dreamcast?
It's the story of the Sega Genesis versus it's what...
Sega, oh, it's the Genesis. Oh, okay, this is about Sega Genesis.
Sega does what Nintendo don't.
That's funny.
Interesting.
Okay, so it's about Genesis, not Dreamcast. That's cool.
Or just that era of time where
Genesis was coming out. I fuck with that. I'd want to watch that.
Yeah. Speaking of Genesis, if I may,
go ahead.
Sonic the Hedgehog. I got two stories of that. Do really. It. But like one of them is the trailer that we just got. It showed us more of what we same shit that we've seen before already. But there's a couple of new things added in here too. One of the main things that was kind of hype seeing, first off, Ice Cap Zone, Sonic 3.
Yep, Ice Cap Zone.
And then freaking look at like we got Knuckles Island right here.
Dude, that's the Mystic Ruins. Go back.
That's
the Mystic Ruins Mystic from Ruins. Fucking Sonic Adventure.
Adventures, okay. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then we also have right there the fucking Master Emerald right here.
Oh, my God. They're fighting in the Mystic Ruins for the Master Emerald. This is going to be lit. I'm so excited. I did not think I was going to. When this first movie had the trailer, I never thought I was going to be this excited for this whole franchise. I'm super hyped.
Because
right
you're familiar with this, that means it's a lot of adventure-based then, right?
I think it's mixed in there pretty...
And I think it has a similar storyline to what I want, which is a Sonic 3 storyline, where, you know, it's the same kind of shit. Like, Robotnik's trying to take the Master Emerald, Knuckles trying to defend it, thinks Sonic's the bad guy. Yeah, exactly. Tricks Knuckles into thinking Sonic's the one trying to take it.
It sounds like a blend
Sonic
of...
Sonic and Knuckles fight.
Yeah, it really does sound like a blend of Sonic and Knuckles and Sonic Adventure 1. Yeah. That's what it's looking like.
Also, though, the other cool thing that was in here, too, is the freaking Death Egg robot right here.
Yo! That's crazy. I haven't seen this trailer, right? This is blowing my mind right now. I love it. I'm excited. Now keep going. Keep showing me stuff.
Yeah, I think that's the only other thing, really, that was in here. Ice Cap Zone, a freaking Master
Tails
Emerald.
Tails piloting him.
Yeah, and then... Sonic running through some ruins there, Master Emerald over there, and just the fucking the big ass robot. Like those are like the hype things in here. Really, I mean, you got what's his name over here acting a fool, Jim Carrey and all that. Everything else is shit that we've seen before. Really,
dude,
all it is.
AJ, can I just say I'm so happy they didn't use the Boom Knuckles, the buff one.
I know.
I'm so happy. Like
he's close. He's actually pretty tall.
But they didn't make him unproportionate.
Yeah,
like because he's like taller than them in Boom. I don't like that. Like this, he actually looks like he's just because he is supposed to be slightly taller than Sonic. You know what I mean? He's like a little taller, not much.
Not much.
But I remember seeing them like head to head, and Knuckles looks just like slightly taller than him. You know,
like right here. I think that's a good shot.
Maybe that's a little too big. Yeah. But you know what? But it's close. I always thought he was just. I feel like Sonic should be like an inch up more.
Yeah.
And Knuckles should just be like just a little bit over him.
Yeah.
You know.
I think so too.
Tails is perfect. Tails should be.
Tails
that
is
height.
Fine. Yeah. But yeah, we'll see.
Is it ironic that Sonic 2 is not called Sonic and Knuckles? That Sonic and Knuckles is, in the movies is called Sonic 2?
No, they're doing a fucking Batman thing, dude. Freaking, oh, so we shit. Got Robin, right? And no, we didn't get him and Robin, no. We got Robin and not the Batman and Robin movie, right?
No, we got him in Forever.
We got him Forever, right? Yeah. And then it was Batman and Robin after he was already there, right?
The next one will be Sonic and Knuckles, and then it'll be Amy will be in, and Biggs will be in it and shit.
Yeah.
That's probably what's going to happen. That'd be pretty cool.
It's a good fucking face shot, actually.
He looks good, man. He looks good. I'm excited, man. I'm excited for Sonic. I didn't think I'd be this excited for the fucking Sonic
Did
shit.
Did you see the first movie already?
Yeah. It was really good.
Cool. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't really good, but it was good.
Yeah.
I liked it. And I was like, it was good enough that I was like, I see potential here. Yeah. I see where they can like make this better every time, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I was telling my friend, because he was mad. He's like, I don't want to watch it because it's set in the real world. And I always feel like that's going against the story. I'm like, nope. In Sonic Adventure, they are in the real world. There's people walking around while they're doing all their regular shit.
That's true.
And then he was like, all right. I'm like, no, they're not. It's not just to fucking save money. Like, this is a reason. I mean, it is also to save money.
I mean,
money.
They could have started off not there and then gotten there. That would have been okay.
It is also to save money. Yeah, you're right. But it's actually in the story, so I'm okay with it, you know?
I think it's just to include the audience and make them feel like they're part of it in some way.
They want kids to feel part of it. Yeah. For sure.
Other Sonic thing that they announced too was that they're planning a Knuckles spinoff movie or some shit.
Oh, a show, right? It's a show, right?
It's gonna be a show. It's gonna be a series. Yeah.
Idris Elba already signed on for it.
Idris Elba gonna be in it. Yeah. Coming to Paramount Plus, so it's gonna be an exclusive online fucking type of Netflix deal series. And Sonic the Hedgehog 3 already greenlit too. A third movie.
Oh shit! Really?
Yeah.
Sonic and Knuckles, you mean?
exactly right. I mean, technically, Sonic 3 was Sonic and Knuckles, so I guess it would make sense.
Facts.
Because Sonic and Knuckles was pretty much Sonic 3.5. Just saying.
Oh, that's true, right? Okay, you told me that. There's an Unfocused episode where you explained that whole fucking
pretty
thing.
Pretty sure,
yeah. I remember it.
But yeah, that's the other thing too. So we got a Knuckles series coming through, which I'm hoping that that series is about Knuckles, maybe about the him being the guardian of the floating island, of protecting the emerald, you know, and all that.
I was wondering if it's going to be backstory about like why he's there.
A little bit of that, but also maybe introducing the Chaotix. That'd be cool.
That'd be so cool,
right?
Yo, so AJ, that would be so cool.
Hoping for.
Stop getting me so hyped over Sonic, bro. I never thought I'd be this hyped over Sonic.
Because they're doing something good, and they can make it better if they start introducing these elements slowly. If they want their... Because everyone wants that fucking MCU, right? They want that fucking universe, yeah, right?
And you know, we...
Sonic could do it.
I don't know if you remember, but December last year, we talked about a news article where they announced, like, they're expanding into a whole fucking universe. Like, they want multiple connected things. And yeah. I would watch them, bro. If you made me a show called... If you made me a show called Sonic and Tails, I'd watch it. You know what I mean? I would watch that fucking show. If you make me a show called Biggs the Cat, I'm at least gonna try it out. I'm gonna try it out, bro.
That'd be cool to see too. You know, something like that. Introduce us all those other side characters real quick, so then you can have a big like Avengers meetup, like, you know, Sonic 3. You know,
oh
like,
my god,
Robotnik comes through, the whole team from all those series, right?
I'm gonna tell you why that's more clever than you realize it is, because in Sonic Adventure, right?
Oh shit, that happens.
You get each, you have to play each character's storyline.
Oh okay, yeah,
you play
that's right.
Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, Amy, Biggs, and then one of Robotnik's rebellious ones.
Yeah,
and when you beat all that, you get the bonus story.
Mm.
And then all their stories converge, and they each have an emerald, a crystal emerald, and they all give it to Sonic. They're like, ooh, all right, do it. Stop this shit, man. Like, stop it. And then he turned into the Super Sonic.
Oh, shit.
And then you play the fucking Super Sonic level.
Oh, that's sick.
And you stop the fucking giant monster. I've been holding back telling you for years, but you're clearly not going to play it.
I get sick.
I know. I'm not mad at you. I get it. But I just wanted to tell you, like, dude, yeah, they like, you don't even know this level's going to come.
Yeah.
When you beat the last one, you think that's it. And then the bonus one just appears on your shit.
That's like, dope.
And then, you know, when you get it started, it changes from bonus to Super Sonic level. The Super Sonic level. And you're like, oh, that's fucking sick. And this dope-ass music starts playing, super heavy metal guitar music, singing, like, overly epic for no reason, you know? And it fucking fits with it. And the song's just on... It's so weird, because the song's on loop, and it never gets boring. Because you're always doing something, you know? Like, you're bouncing around, like, trying to catch his beams, and, like, trying to fucking find openings into his hits.
Yeah.
And it just sounds epic, and the whole time, like, it's just fucking happening. You're just like, this is fucking dope. Like, you're like, I'm actually supersonic in 3D, and you're, like, flying around. Damn. Like, that, it's crazy, man.
That makes me hype for, like, the last fucking fight in Sonic 3, dude. That last battle was hype.
Oh!
When you are supersonic,
yeah,
and you beat it with all the emeralds, and then you get to this new stage, and he's supersonic, just flying through space, just chasing him, and you're fucking... Yeah, it's...
So they got that from that.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because in Sonic, you're probably not going to play them. Sonic Adventures 2, he fucking shares the emeralds with Shadow.
I don't want to hear this shit.
No, it's so cool, though. Like,
I'm scared now. We're going to get fucking Shadow.
Bro, Shadow's one of the coolest fucking things they've added in here. You just don't know anything about him. But Shadow's one of the coolest things they've added to this whole thing. Like, he's dope as fuck. And
you know, I'm slowly liking him because in the comics, I haven't read in a while, but like, I'm learning about Shadow through that shit, and he seems all right.
He's pretty cool, man. And like,
but he's like another Knuckles where, like, you know, they're like, friends when they have to be, but they're like, they hate each other.
And he was played against Sonic in the same way as Knuckles. You know, I feel like they thought it was clever back in the day, like a reference to it. But now we're kind of like, that's the same story. But you know, and eventually, you know, they, like, Sonic has the fucking emeralds from the first game. And then, you know, obviously he doesn't fucking trust Shadow, so the whole game is about you fucking him and Shadow getting to the point where they can fucking trust each other. Because in that one, you play the good guy's side and you play the bad guy's side. And Shadow, Rouge, and Robotnik.
Oh, wow.
And Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles on the other side, right?
Right.
And then when you beat both of those, the bonus stage appears again in the middle.
That's
and the
cool.
stories converge and you're like,
that's cool.
Oh, shit. Like, and again, and Robotnik is like, fine, I'll give you the last Chaos Emerald. And he throws it at them, like, and he gives it to the Robotnik. Actually,
Chaos, right?
Yeah, and they both go into outer space. Like, they share the power, and they fucking go outer space. Like, we have to take this guy down for everybody, you know? Like, for the whole planet. And it's so good, man. Like, it's too bad that, like, it makes you sick.
The other thing they can do, too, because in this recent comic series, in the very beginning of it, the big bad was actually Metal Sonic, and he got kind of crazy, so they had to stop him. Robotnik wasn't part of it, though, because he got his mind wiped or some shit, so he wasn't really part of it, but they all had to, like, kind of figure out how to... They all had to come together to go fucking plan a way to go up in fucking the sky to go fight this Metal Sonic dude. Mm-hmm. So maybe they can do some shit like that, too.
I can see that.
I don't know, where Robotnik becomes, you know, part of the team or some shit. Anyways... A lot of theories we can go with, a lot of ideas, a lot of stories. There's plenty of stories they can take from at this point for any future Sonic movies. They got several games, got some comic book stories. You got this, a couple TV shows, right?
Just don't reference TV shows. Just don't reference Sonic Heroes or Sonic Boom.
Exactly.
And yeah. We'll be happy.
What's the other one? Sonic...
Sonic Adventures is the one for Dream for 360? What was it?
No. I'm talking about the series. So it was Sonic Jam. Or something? No, that's a game.
Oh, where they're in a band together?
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. What is it called? You're right. Just don't reference that either.
Yeah, don't reference that either. We'll all be good.
Oh man, I hated that show. I remember I wanted to like it so bad. And
I've never watched it, but just seeing this cover for it and like just art of it, like no. And no. I heard a little bit about it. And like everyone that reviews it kind of talks like this is fucking weird. When did he get siblings? We never talked about this shit, you know. But anyways.
Oh my god, that whole thing was weird. I forgot about that. Okay.
All right. I got two more stories here, though.
Oh, two. Well, then let me go off on a few options here. Okay, so one, I just sent you a new email.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take a look at that? So Star Wars, you know, BioWare, every time they make a fucking Star Wars game or project, why does the fucking trailer look 20 times better than any of the movie trailers or any of the actual movies themselves? Just skip ahead, man. Skip ahead like a minute or two. Just watch this, man. Just watch a little bit. This fight scene. Look at this shit, man. Look at that grappling. Look at this.
Damn. Oh.
Look. Yeah. And she pulled his...
Oh, shit.
Is this not shit we should have been seeing in the fucking movie, bro? I'm like... And don't get me... And this is not like a fluke for them. I've shown like little things. And I'm sure you've seen video game trailers for Star Wars games. They always look sick, and they always got good stories, man.
Mm.
Why is this so hard for the movies to do?
Oh, fuck.
Right? It feels like, traitor, because the Sith, you know, the Sith, yeah. They trade each other, you know, like, and this feels like, I'm going to fuck these Jedi up now. And
the Jedi should, like, kind of plan shit around, like, you know, Seth freaking trading each other and shit. Like, all right, we're going to fight with this dude. The other one's back there. He's probably going to stab him. So at this point, we can back away. He'll come through and kill him for us. And then we go finish him off.
Like clockwork. You set your clock to the Sith. For real. But, man, just some of the fight scenes in this. Some of the, like, story. I don't want to tell you too much about the story that's shown in this little clip. But... They just do a whole story about how the Sith tries to turn her against the Jedi because the Jedi took her away from her family when she was young.
Hmm.
And he's like you Gamora. See, they're trying to use you. He's like, they're not good. And so, like, so there you go. The dark side's working on her. And I'm like, all this is so good. This is way better than any of the 7, 8, 9 movies we got, you know?
Man, I hear always mixed things about Star Wars games. Mostly, like, I guess gameplay kind of sucks for most of them. But it's like, true. So, but like, it, yeah, good stories though. It seems though.
Yeah, and the CGI is amazing. Look at this, bro.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. So I don't know. I just thought this is a new game coming, Star Wars Disorder, Knights of the Old Republic, and it just looks cool. It looks really good. Sounds story like looks cool from the trailer.
System of a Down song.
It Disorder. Does. Disorder. That's really cool, man. And there's just like little martial arts and lightsaber techniques that we've never seen in anything that are in this, and it's just really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep an eye out.
Keep fighting. Damn, you guys need to calm down.
They ain't done yet.
They ain't done.
Call them medium rare, bro.
This was a movie. They've been done already.
Call them medium rare, because they ain't done yet. Okay. Other news, a trailer came out today, and something that I was actually very excited about, and I ended up very offended. It was the opposite of the Fresh Prince situation, where I was very offended and I was okay with it.
Okay.
I was okay with it, and then I saw a trailer and I got offended. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Oh, okay.
The trailer's out. I'm very fucking disappointed, dude.
Aww.
I'm not only disappointed, but I'm also like, why'd you guys go this way, man?
Oh,
like,
no.
It didn't have to be like, why? I'm not going to say more than that. I don't want to kill it for anyone who hasn't seen it yet. I'm just like... The direction they're going with is super disappointing to me. I was like, I was expecting to see some cool shit.
They're in the real world, huh?
No. They're the opposite of In the Real World. Mm. Just wait till you watch it, man. I was like, what the fuck is this? So I'm like, I'm so mad right now. And I can't even express to you. Okay, I'll tell you this. One thing I like, which they explain why it's happening in the trailer, Chip and Dale have different art styles. I hate it.
What do you mean?
One of them looks like a cartoon.
Okay.
And one of them looks like a CGI cartoon.
Oh, what the
I fucking hate it, dude. And they tell you why it's happening in the trailer, but I'm like, why did we do this? Why did we do this? I'm just like super...
I don't know. Maybe a gadget can fix it. I don't know.
Let's just make a Tailspin fucking movie and just leave it and not fuck with it. Please? I went from being happy to being sad, man. I was like watching it like a fucking frown on my face the whole time. I don't watch trailers with frowns on my face normally, AJ. I look like that dude when his friend told him he didn't speak. He's Armenian, but he doesn't speak it, though. That's how I looked when I was watching it the whole time, you know? Yeah, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers comes out in May on Disney Plus, a direct release, thank God. And just not feeling it, man. Please, someone tell me why I'm wrong. Like I said, I was just recently wrong about the Fresh Prince, so maybe I'm wrong about this. So someone please tell me why I'm wrong, and please make me feel better about them butchering Rescue Rangers.
Yeah.
I only saw The Fly. I didn't see Monty. I didn't see Gadget.
Okay. Oh, The Fly's there. Oh, wow.
I don't think that means...
Out of all things to be there, The Fly's there.
The Fly's there. I don't think that means that Monty and Gadget aren't in it, but it makes me a little bit...
They're going to have a different style.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I'm not excited. Yeah, Rescue Rangers, it's happening. I was hyped if you go back 3 months ago to us talking about it, but now I'm no longer hyped. Last of Us, the HBO show. You know, as long as it's been in production and it's been casted, you know, we would imagine that it's coming out this year, right? HBO did not give a release date. However, they said shooting in Canada, and they wanted to inform us it's not fucking coming out this year.
Okay.
After all that production, all that casting hype, all this time, we're only in fucking February right now.
That's already not coming out.
It's not coming out. Yeah.
Taiji says play the game.
It's really weird. Really weird, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked that anything's taking this long.
You're not surprised, at least. Yeah. That's right. It. That's all I was going
to
say. All
right. I got nothing to say about it either.
I'm sad. AJ, your turn. Go ahead. Here's one.
So Capcom put out this thing. They have this countdown going on their website. CapcomGames.com countdown. The art style of this whole thing reminds, this countdown thing that we just witnessed, this animation, it kind of reminds me of Marvel versus Capcom for some reason. That's my hope. Everyone else is saying different things. Maybe it's a Resident Evil 4 game.
It kind of reminds me of CVS 2. Doesn't CVS 2 have like a little countdown clock?
Yeah, one of the opening? Maybe that's what it is then, yeah.
Like Ryu and Kyo are like looking at each other, there's like a clock counting down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
CVS 2 is one of them. Yeah, I feel like the Marvel vs. Capcom 2 has something very similar as well.
Oh, I think it does.
Some people are saying, oh, is it Mega Man maybe? Or I'm hoping for Darkstalkers. That's just me.
Oh, Darkstalkers.
People say like this whole like just the theme, the feel here looks like Resident Evil though. Or maybe it's Street Fighter. Street Fighter 6.
This is Capcom, right?
Yeah, this is Capcom.
Dude, it could, you know what it could be?
Like, it's all of it.
It could be... What's that zombie game? Dead Rising.
Dead Rising, you think?
It kind of looks like the style of Dead Rising.
Maybe.
Could be a new Dead Rising game. Zombies are on the uptick right now as far as popularity goes.
Yeah, plus Resident Evil 4, I've seen a lot of stuff going on about that already. So, like, I don't feel like they'll make a whole countdown for something that we already know about.
Right, I agree. It's to a reveal for sure.
Yeah, so I feel like this is something that we haven't heard about yet.
We're at likely. 4 days now?
Oh, exactly. What the fuck? In 0 hours.
Oh, shit. Damn. Weird.
Yeah. If it's a remake, it could be... I don't know.
Could be what? What is it?
Resident 4 remake is something that's been going around. But, like, I've been hearing about that, you know? So, like, I don't feel like it's that.
Yeah, but it's not confirmed yet, right?
So someone also mentioned, too, that this weekend, which this ends on the weekend, right? Capcom Pro Tour is happening this weekend. This might be lined up to when that ends.
Oh, they're probably going to show it at the Pro Tour.
So at the end of the Capcom Pro Tour tournament, you know, this countdown might end right when that ends, and then we'll see Street Fighter VI. That seems most likely right now. But yeah, that's we'll tell you next week. Stay tuned. Also, I think it's funny too that this is happening right now because what comes out tomorrow? King of Fighters. So why wouldn't Capcom want to come through with their Street Fighter game to fucking disrupt the whole King of Fighters shit, right? The whole SNK thing. So, you know, maybe Capcom's just coming through to take KOF's thunder.
All right, that could be. I could see that. Okay, so we all know, or I don't know if we all know, but there's been some trailers lately for the new Cuphead show coming out for Netflix.
No more.
Yeah, there's another trailer that came out recently. Yeah, and it looks really good, and it looks very faithful, and I'm excited for that. Cuphead, Netflix cartoon show.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be continuing with their line of video game releases, it seems. And
for Cuphead?
No.
Oh, for what?
The new one will be BioShock.
Oh, okay. Wow.
There's going to be a BioShock live-action movie on Netflix.
Interesting.
I thought it'd be fun to show this.
Is this cosplay? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So there's a BioShock live-action Netflix fucking movie coming. Dude, BioShock would make... I'm actually kind of sad it's a movie, because I think it would make the best fucking TV show ever, dude. Like, the way that it's like you're slowly getting fed information about what's going on. I really think this would be a great TV show. But maybe the movie will be good, too. They did say it will cover settings from BioShock 1, 2, and 3. So from the underwater society as well as the sky society, they're going to cover a little bit of everything. I'm assuming there's...
In a movie.
Not saying that it's going to be the only movie, but they're going to cover a lot of things. So I'm thinking...
Over several movies.
I don't know. I think it's just one
movie. That's what they need to do.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they're just going to unite the story.
Mm, okay.
You know, because the thing about...
I didn't play the game, so I don't know what the story's like or how in-depth it is.
It's kind of like spread out. It is one story, but it's kind of like spread out across the three games, and because there's like different timelines going on and people showing up at the place at different times, so I feel like you could maybe focus this and condense it into one story. I could see that. But I'm just hyped they're making it. BioShock, a fucking Netflix movie, I'm down. I just hope it doesn't suck. But
yeah, their shit's like hit and miss, and a lot of misses.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess we'll see. I think more. I think like things of like really in depth stories, like fucking video games and like comics and all that should go like series wise. TV shows, you can fit more rather than try to cram everything in like 2 or 3 hours. You know.
Yeah, you can make more time for people to like your characters.
Yeah. Anyways, you got any other stories?
Yes, I do.
I have one more.
So they're making a fucking Wonder Twins movie, dude.
Yeah. And
so here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
I mean, how much do you know about the fucking Wonder Twins?
I know shit.
Nothing, right?
I know nothing.
If you didn't watch Super Friends back in the day,
the reason why
you
I
don't know who
exist.
The fuck they are. I don't know anyone who reads Wonder Twins comics. Nobody. And so my thing is like, okay, we're making a Wonder Twins movie. Where's our fucking Superman movie? Why have we not seen Henry Cavill as Superman again? Like, everybody wants a new Superman movie. We're not getting it. We're getting Supergirl movie coming soon. We're getting a Flash movie. 3 Batman movies that are unconnected. Where's fucking Superman? Why are we doing Wonder Twins? Nobody likes them. Like, what's going on? People kind of like the monkey, but nobody really likes the Wonder Twins themselves. I'm very irritated and confused by this, dude. I don't want it. I don't want it.
DC's been like just irritating and confusing the last fucking 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah, you know, like, but I didn't think it was going to keep happening.
It's going to keep happening, man.
It's just going to keep happening.
That's it. Yeah, it's just... Yeah, freaking accepted at this point.
I feel like it's more my fault at this point because I am expecting them to do something good.
I'm not surprised, you know?
I'm not surprised, but I'm just frustrated.
Yeah.
I'm like, Wonder Twins,
I'm done being frustrated.
You're past that.
Yeah, right? Past that already.
Oh, God. Wonder Twins, really? Like...
Maybe it's gonna be a comedy or some shit.
We already have.
They're off the hype of Shazam and shit, and so they're gonna trying to go that route.
That might be more entertaining if it was more like that. Play for jokes. We got Wanda and Pietro. We don't need y'all. All right, we don't need y'all. There was a really cool movie. I want to talk to you real quickly about this, AJ. You know, wait. I'll take this news real quick because you only have one left, right?
Yeah.
Encanto is going back into theaters because it's doing so fucking well on Disney Plus right now. People will not stop watching this fucking movie.
Yeah, Carla keeps fucking playing the music.
I think that's how they're, I think that's how they're doing it. People are going back to the songs and stuff. And so yeah, Encanto is just out of control right now, and Disney sees that. And as we mentioned earlier, the mouse wants its cheese and knows when they can make money. And Encanto's going back to theaters.
I don't think it really... did it come like simultaneously released, like both theaters and Disney Plus?
It was a simultaneous release.
Yeah, so that's probably why. They're like, oh shit, this thing's doing really good. And now things are kind of more calm right now, so maybe theaters are more of a thing. So like, let's put it back in theaters because like we kind of missed out because shit was kind of crazy back then.
Yeah, smart idea.
A few months ago, so maybe that's what it is.
Very smart idea. Everyone doesn't know this movie debuted in November, as AJ had mentioned, but now it's gone to critical fame. Everyone likes it. And yeah. Interesting. In content, yeah, it's going to theaters. There's one other thing I wanted to say before. Yeah, you go, you go, you go.
You know what I want to do? I want to go to a movie theater like this weekend. Yeah, this weekend.
What do you say?
And I'm going to be like, yo, I want to see that Tom Holland movie. We're going to be like, oh, freaking Uncharted? No. Spider-Man. I want to see the Spider-Man.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole. No. Spider-Man. That's what it's called.
That one.
You're an asshole.
Uncharted? What's that? Because I've been wanting to go back and see Spider-Man a second time.
I don't think people are going to like that movie, bro.
You don't think so?
I have a feeling people are not going to like that movie.
Why? It's because of Marky Mark.
No, I don't think it's because of him. There's a vibe with that movie that just doesn't...
Maybe it's a good vibration.
It's not a good vibe. Stop it. Stop it. No, there's like a night. There's something about this. It feels like a 90s action movie with corny jokes in it, and I don't feel like it works. It works now.
I haven't seen a trailer yet. I've seen bits and pieces of trailers, but like I haven't seen like the whole thing, so I don't know what to expect. I never played Uncharted. I have no idea what to expect.
Well, I'll tell you, it seems like a corny 90s action movie.
Taichi says a friend of his saw an early screening and said it was pretty good.
Oh. It's not what I heard from other reviewers, but that's cool. That's cool. Okay, that gives
support
me hope.
Video game movies. I'm supporting the Spider-Man video game movie by going and seeing Spider-Man.
Stupid.
Speaking of video games, though, 3DS and the Wii U, I believe, their eShops are going to be closing down
for what? For Wii U?
For Wii U and the 3DS. So no more online downloading of games off those shops on those systems next month in a few weeks. One thing that people are concerned about, too, is the Pokemon Bank, which is on the 3DS. I might be on the Wii U. I don't know why. Possible. But that thing also won't be able to download it. But it is a paid service. So like you can pay yearly, maybe monthly. I think it's yearly, though. It's like a couple bucks, really. It's fine. But it'll be free to use. But you got to go download now if you want it, because after March, all that shit's closed down. And if you didn't get it by now, you're not going to get it later on. So Pokemon Bank is a thing where you can, like, you know, save your Pokemon from whatever games are on that system. So if 3DS, Sun and Moon, and Sun and Moon 2, Ultra Sun and Moon, all
Sun
that.
And Moon
Oris, Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire, you can save all those Pokemon into the Pokemon Bank. There's a way to transfer from that Pokemon Bank from there to Pokemon Home. That's a whole system that you can do there. So if you need to go save Pokemon from old games, go get Pokemon Bank now, wait to March when that shit's free, and then you might be able to use it to transfer shit over. I don't know if that's going to work. I forgot how you transfer shit over. I'm not sure if it's online or through like local wireless. So that's another good question to think about too. But that's what you need to know about right now. Also, I think they're saying something that the reason they're doing this is because Nintendo said it's part of the natural life cycle of any product line as it becomes less used by consumers over time. So the less we use shit, the more they're going to start closing these things down where we can't access shit anymore. That's why. But yeah, any DLC, you can't re-download anything. All that shit's good. So you need to go re-download some shit, go do any updates right now on those systems, because you're not going to be able to do it after this, after next month.
All right. In honor of George Perez, you know, which I don't know if you guys know, but he's one of the OG artists for both Marvel and DC and a lot of other stuff for Dark Horse Comics. He's really fucking good. Since he's passing soon, I don't know if he has cancer or diabetes, but he's not going to be living for too much longer. And so in honor of him, Marvel and DC are doing something with the Hero Initiative that's never been done, that people have been fucking waiting for, I've been waiting for, and they're reprinting Justice League versus Avengers.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah, oh, that's a I have the comics. That's a crazy thing. And I was always mad because I have them in separate comics and shit, and they're kind of hard to get and stuff. And I want to read them, but you can't just be fucking reading nice-ass expensive comics like that all the time. You could, but you know, you fuck it up. And they're going to reprint it in a big trade, 64 pages with everything.
That sounds cool.
Fucking hyped. I'm so excited. It's actually really good. It's way better than Marvel versus DC. If anyone ever read that, we won't speak of it. But Avengers versus X-Men was... Avengers versus Justice League was way better. And it actually had a good story behind it. So I love this is being reprinted. A lot of people want this to be a fucking movie. I doubt this will ever be a movie just because it's a licensing nightmare. But
maybe in the future, though, you know, like other shit that we think was possible is coming true nowadays, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, people have tried. Apparently, what's his name? James Gunn, Dwayne Johnson. A few people have tried to talk to Marvel and DC like, yo, let's do Avengers versus Justice League. Let's do a full-on thing like the comic. It's not happening. Like, it's just too much legal shit, too much people, like, wanting to make money off of it, and, like...
Oh, bitch is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's a lot of bitch shit. That's why you're never going to get that movie. There's a lot of bitch shit going on involved, and everyone cares more about money than the art. You're not getting it. It's not happening. You'll never see Quicksilver fight Flash. You'll never see Hawkeye fight Green Arrow. You'll never see Thor fight Superman. It's just not happening.
I think they're not doing it because they can't decide which Batman they're going to use.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, you know. Anyways, if you guys want to buy this, it'll be out in a couple of months. And I believe.
That sounds cool.
I'll try and give you an exact date. But yeah, Avengers versus Justice League. It is really happening.
Man, so how are they able to make a comic book, you know, over a few months and all that, a couple of issues? But they can't do a single movie.
Shit. Don't even ask me, man. I don't know. Last piece of news for me. Fans are fighting for Spider-Man No Way Home. Or, I guess two last pieces of news. Fans are fighting for Spider-Man No Way Home. Because, you know, I don't know if you heard it, it got snubbed at the Oscars again.
Oh.
It's not on almost any of the lists for, like, the movies.
Okay.
And
that's fine.
Well, keep in mind, this movie made more than all the other movies this year, almost combined. It's fucking heartfelt, and it's a great story, and everyone fucking cried and loved it. Yet... this movie will not be featured in Oscars. And this is something that's been going on for years, of Oscars snubbing superhero movies and stuff. Because just because they don't think that they're worthy of praise or attention in that way.
Tai Chi said it just passed Avatar domestically. Damn.
Fuck, it passed Avatar domestically?
Are they going to re-release Avatar again?
Dude, that means it's on range to smoke Endgame and then smoke Avatar legitly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. That's nuts. And they can't get an Oscar nomination.
No.
How fucked up is that, man?
Like, which, I know, like, one Marvel movie made it there, right? Wasn't it, like, Black Panther?
Endgame, right? Was Black Panther? Was it Black Panther?
I feel like it wasn't Endgame. No, I feel like it might have been Black Panther.
I think it was Black Panther, yeah. Black Panther was up there for
music or something like
that.
I think
think best film. I think it was on there for best film. Mm-hmm. It didn't win, but it was up there. You know. But you know, it's so limited. And I feel like they only picked that because it was a black movement. Like, it was a big movement for Black Hollywood and
Black
stuff.
Panther
like
had best picture nominations as Tai Chi.
Yeah, but they didn't get it. And I'm like, I'm just tired of snubbing fucking superhero stuff just because they're superhero things. I'm like, if the movie's whack, it's whack. But if it's good, give it its fucking due, man. That Spider-Man shit is almost Shakespearean, dude. It's so good.
Just because it's a superhero movie doesn't mean it doesn't deserve it. Like, we've seen superhero movies that sucked, that no one cares about. So if people are going to see the superhero movies, it must be good.
Yeah.
Like, as opposed to past ones that were not.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, The Last Duel, which I'm not taking away from that movie. I heard it's really fucking good. I do plan to watch it. But The Last Duel, who made not even a tenth of what Spider-Man made, is on all the Oscar nominations. I'm just like, I know. Money doesn't equate art. I'm not saying that. But I'm like, dude, people clearly like this that much more than that. Mm. Like, why is this happening? I'm just so confused. But anyway.
Damn, what if there's a thing against Disney, though? You know, like, what if they're like, no, we can't put Disney in the Oscars anymore. Well, they always win shit.
Maybe, but Disney.
Imagine.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, because what Disney movies are, like, have made the Oscars in the last few years.
Yeah.
Maybe a Pixar movie here and there.
Yeah, Pixar movies aren't the same. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that is what it is. It could play in. But, I mean, they were doing this as superhero movies way before Disney was involved. Mm-hmm. You know, like, Marvel was having this happen to them way before Disney was involved. So, I don't know.
Disney always win animation Oscars. Yeah.
Yeah, animation. Oh, okay, yeah, animation Oscars. Okay. But yeah, I'm just like, man, tired of this happening.
Joker and Dark Knight won acting Oscars.
Yes, but those were, like, extremely, like, grounded things. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Dark Knight felt like it could have been... People always compare the Dark Knight to Godfather. You know what I mean? Interesting. Like, Godfather 2. Mm. Which, that's a good comparison, but they don't compare it to fucking Iron Man. They don't compare it to, like, Avengers. They don't compare it to the best superhero movies. They compare it
Winter
to the
Soldier.
Best... Yeah, Winter Soldier. They don't compare it to the best superhero movies. They compare it to the best regular fucking movies, because it's a regular fucking movie. It just happens to have a little more theatrics in it, you know? And I'm just like, I'm just tired of that shit. I'm tired of that shit.
Oh, well. Someday, maybe.
Maybe.
Once we're all old enough and we're controlling the Oscars and not a bunch of boomers, you know?
Well, moral of the story is fans are fucking storming the Oscars with tweets about hashtag Spider-Man No Way Home. Why isn't this here? Why isn't it on the list? Why isn't it nominated? So if you guys want to join in on the movement...
To add a new category. Fan nominated, you know?
They did do that shit last year, remember? They did. Remember they said that popular... It was like something like popular... like. Crowd popular movies or something like that, and everyone got mad at them for making it. And then Marvel was like nominated for that, and everyone got mad at them and they took the category out because everyone was like, dude, that's bullshit. Like, just put it for best picture. Like, you know, everyone likes it. Like, stop fronting. Anyway,
Kevin said populist film.
Yeah, oh, that's what they call it. Yeah, populist films. And Marvel was like nominated for that. I'm like, that's fucked up, man. Like, come on. It's just a good movie. Sometimes it's just a good movie.
Yeah.
Anyway. AJ, that's it, right? We're done. I'm focused.
Yeah. I got nothing else, right? So, yeah. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us. Leave us your opinions on everything in our comments on YouTube or tweet at us or whatever, you know? Join these other chatters in here who are also giving their, you know, remarks about our topics here. But on Focus Week, so, you know, might hit up that another Digimon tournament, right? Right? Might do that.
Yeah, that's in the plans.
I definitely want to play some more Tetris Effect, though. That shit's fucking crazy. I've been wanting, like, a chill-out, like, game recently. And I've been trying to play, like, puzzle games. And, like, I always go to Solitaire on my phone when I'm just kind of bored and want to kill, like, you know, 5 minutes. But I've been kind of itching for, like, something that's simple that I can play and just chill out with. And I think Tetris Effect is scratching that itch right now. And then I want to get a freaking a PlayStation controller, maybe the DualShock 4 for PC, so I can play it better. And just to like, just you know, for the future. But they're fucking expensive. But I might go and do it anyways. And then I might have figured out here at you know in Studio 28 here we play on Soul Calibur here right once in a while. Well, you know, we play for the hammer. We haven't played Soul Calibur in a minute, but. My computer lags sometimes. You know, we get that little lag once in a while.
Not often, but yeah, it does happen sometimes.
But it wasn't happening way before, though, right?
No.
I think I figured out what it might be. It might be my backup battery.
I was wondering if it was a graphics card thing. It's a backup
battery. The reason why I think it's the backup battery is because the backup battery can, like, output or take energy up to, like, 450 watts. And I know my power supply unit in my PC can do 850 watts, I think is what I have in there. So I think the graphics card is pulling so much power and it can't do it from the backup battery outlet. So I might have to plug it just directly into the wall. It might be that. I might be wrong, but that's my theory. I don't know. Something like clicked just the other night. I was like, oh shit, is it that? So I might have to like unplug it and like test it. I tried to play Soul Calibur. I did play Soul Calibur today to see if I can get the glitch happen, but I never got it to glitch out. While I was watching the batteries, you know, wattage and all that on another screen. But I never got it to glitch, so can't confirm it yet. But that's something to test out that I want to try to test out. Other than that, though, maybe go read, finish reading my Avatar book, because Carla just finished reading the Kiyoshi book, which she said it was really good.
Yeah, she was breaking it down for me. It sounds really fucking good.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. A lot of twists and turns and everything. Just the connections and finding about the older avatars is just wild. And she's been telling me all about it. And I kind of want to go finish reading my Avatar comics that I have over there. And my Sonic, I got to read that too. So that's kind of what I kind of have really planned that I want to do.
All right. And for me, my fiance is powering through the Netflix stuff because we don't know whether it's coming back right away or if it's just going to be gone.
Oh, true, yeah.
So she's being cool and powering through Luke Cage. She's in love with it right now.
Power manning through Luke Cage.
Yeah, that's okay, right.
Right.
She's like on episode 4 or so, and she's in love with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, a warning, it's not going to stay better. That good. No, I'd be fucked up. I'm like, warning, it's not going to stay that good. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, there's going to be a turning point, and it's going to be epic, and it's just going to fall to shit. Like, so like, if you want to stop watching when you feel it's getting bad, that's totally fine. We'll just start watching Defenders at that point, you know?
Tai Chi, thanks for the sub.
Thank you, thank you, Tai Chi, for the sub. We appreciate you always, man. So yeah, and I think maybe tonight or tomorrow we're going to start cracking Defenders. You know, start watching Defenders.
Tai Chi wants to know if she's going to understand Bushmaster.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, I mean, he sounded fine in Cowboy Bebop. Yeah, right?
Yeah, man. But so we're trying to get through it so we can watch Defenders. And the reason we're really trying to do this is so she can watch Daredevil season 3.
Right.
That's the most important thing.
For sure.
I do personally want to watch Jessica Jones season 3 because I heard it was way better than season 2.
Oh, man. I didn't know that. I don't know why that was totally dropped off my radar. And like someone was talking about Jessica. I'm not sure if it was you, someone else, mentioning season 3 stuff. And like I wasn't remembering any of that shit.
I haven't seen any of it.
I was like, man, I just don't remember like the last season. And then I realized I've never seen season 3. And I don't know why I just... You know, missed it.
You know why you missed it? Is because as soon as it got announced, the show got canceled.
Right.
So you probably were like, oh, okay.
Right.
Like,
that's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah.
I like Trish though. I don't want to hate her.
I already hated her at the end of season 2. She was doing some stupid shit at the end of season 2.
That's true too.
Yeah, don't worry. I already hate her. And she's supposed to be Hellcat, and I never liked her in the comics. So, like, I'm fine with this. for me, my focus week, you're done?
Yeah.
Digimon, like AJ said, maybe we're going to play a tournament. I don't know. We'll see. I would really like to... Oh, man. I know I've been saying it forever, but I think for real, starting tomorrow, I'm going to put my foot down. Slayer's next. The new video is coming.
Okay.
Yeah, that other one's still fucking raising in views. I just randomly...
Is it?
It's still raising in...
That's cool.
How could it be? It's Slayer's, good. Bro. It's so obscure. Like, why is this our most popular video?
People just don't know.
Jesus, man. So yeah, Slayer's next video too. I really want to make that. I mean, I think I'll do it starting tomorrow. Other than that, Splatoon, still trying to get to S plus. I mean, I got S plus for one category, but I'm trying to get S in every category so I can be an S tier player. What else? I think Monster Rancher. I'm watching that. If I can will myself to play more Pokemon Snap, I'll do that because I really like that new Pokemon Snap.
I have fucking Pokemon Snap.
Oh, you got it?
Did you play it? I haven't even opened it yet.
Yeah, it's actually really good. It's just like, it's hard for me to play because there's other things I want to play.
Oh, yeah, KOF, got to play that.
Oh, shit, you're right. That's what, okay, this week, yeah, there's going to be some KOF in my life for sure. I want to get that game down.
Probably some Smash, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know why there's a lot of shit to play all of a sudden.
I know, right? I don't know why this is a long episode, but it was.
I know, right? I didn't think it was going
to
be long.
We had that much to talk about.
Me neither.
I'm focused.
That's right. All right, we outs.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production.
We're not going to miss it.
Twitch.tv/Collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!